celebrating 3 years of bringing you the very best in LGBT talk programming. This is
Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Well, good evening. It is a little bit after 7 o'clock right here at Q Talk America. It is a Tuesday night. Thank you for joining us. This is The Show with Clayton McKee. That's me. Thank you for being here. I'm here alongside my cohorts in crime with us each and every week. We've got Al Perkins, Marnie Ryer, and the return of Katie June is back. You know, we barely missed you because your little sister was almost like having you here.
Yeah, kind of the oddest thing in the whole world.
It was, her phrasing, and I realize that you are a couple minutes apart in age.
Just like a second.
Like 10 years.
Yeah, 10 years.
But it's her phrasing and the way that she does things and says things. I don't know if it's just because she was around you or if that's the influence of parents. Or I don't know what it is, but it's really kind of creepy.
It is bizarre. And we have people tell us that all the time. You know, we've had my friends, when a group of my friends met Morgan not too long ago, and they were doing one of these, and they're like, this is exactly what I feel like your sister should be. Like, this is who I would picture your sister. And then we had another friend, we were at a concert, and one of Morgan's friends was there and said, this is just like freaky. You guys are, this is bizarre. And we were Morgan picked Kelly and her mom and I up from the airport, and Morgan and I were sitting in the front, and we're just kind of catching up on the week, and Kelly's mom said, this is nutty. Yeah. This is nutty. What's happening here? We are told that frequently.
Yeah, all you have to do is watch, and you'll see Clayton and I kind of. Yeah.
I was actually watching, and I was laughing.
That?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little odd, but it was good. It was very cool. And I give a shout out to Morgan for coming in last week and filling in.
Time.
I think she did.
Yeah,
she really had fun.
She tackled that sports segment. She was all on that. It was so funny.
I think it was just very fun also because usually we look to you and we'll say something about the 80s. And Katie has this look. What? And we just... George Michael.
She didn't know nothing. George Michael. Nothing.
But the best was when they were trying to name songs. Right. And just like dead air.
She was
blank.
Like, nothing.
I saw it. Yeah. Just like.
It was fantastic.
Now, these nothing. Were hits in Poland, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Clearly not the Americas.
And I make the comment, forgetting that you're though one of our peers, you're a little younger than us as well. So I'm like, well, surely your sister played it. And I was like, no, her parents maybe.
Yeah. When I did the math for him for when Wham came out, I think he died a little.
I caught up a lot later on George Michael.
Well, that really made me laugh. Yeah. As I'm like, no, not
her either. It's really kind of painful.
Well, and then when she said your mom and dad were 48 and 50, I was ready to jump.
Right.
I'm like, put this back on a third or fourth floor.
And then she's like, wait, no, that's not older. Right.
Yeah.
But it was fantastic. The look on her face.
Yeah.
Huh? Okay. Yeah. In metric, are they at all? I wasn't sure.
Yeah. But it was very fun. So I'm really glad you guys had her. My parents were thrilled beyond. Oh, they were like so excited.
Your dad was even in the chat room.
He was.
It was very cool.
So was your mom.
And my mom.
Yeah. Your mom.
She was half drunk, so she didn't know what was going on.
Well, we were all the way drunk. So welcome aboard, Mrs. June.
Jan June.
You gotta love that. Jan
and Bob.
It's Janet. Pete and Janet.
Pete and Janet. I don't know why I have. Bob and
Jan June. Come on.
Morgan calls her Jan the Man. Very affectionate. Really
wow.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah, Jan the Man.
You the man,
so
Jan.
If you're listening again, Mom, shout out.
That's fantastic.
I would never refer to her as anything but Jan the Man.
Yeah. Or even JJ.
Yeah, JJ.
Right? JJM.
Yeah.
Jan June the Man.
Jan June Man.
Things Morgan would say.
Times.
Oh, well, as I said, it's just a little after 7. It's The Show. It's a little bit of a, I don't know, not a blustery evening, but something is blowing in from the west, weather
it's just
watchers.
A great big blow dryer.
Yeah, it's not only not only is it 108 degrees, it's also the humidity's going up a little bit. So now that even makes it more pleasant to ride your bike in Central Phoenix.
Yeah.
Don't know what that is.
I was in my garage for about 0.5 seconds. Legit. Like, and when realistically, about 2 minutes, because I was just looking for something and I came back in and you would have thought I ran a half marathon. Yeah. And Kelly was even surprised because I was soaking wet.
Oh,
Two minutes in my garage.
All I do is open up the garage, back up the bike. Like, I don't even put, like, it's like the left arm in. You put, you know what I mean? That's how I get in and out of that garage because it's so yeah. fucking hot.
Yeah. Yes, like, you can't touch anything. You're like,
I was like, no.
At least your bike is not in the naked sun out there, just, you know, where the handlebars are 500 degrees.
That thing's a closed off cell. Like, that thing sees no ventilation. There's a little tiny vent on the that's supposed to keep like a cat alive for two extra minutes.
Yeah. We might want to maybe vent that. We want to open those.
No, you know, it has
well,
the vent.
But
we should put more.
Maybe.
I mean, if it's
it has windows, but. There's nothing in there. Well, I mean, I don't know if heat is bad for your truck, but there's nothing.
It's probably not the best in the world for it, but it's all right. It's a truck, and it's been its entire life outside of a farm in Missouri. I think it's all right. It's in the best place it's ever been in its life.
It's ram tough.
It is a Dodge.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah, it is.
That's right. That's why I'm like,
very good.
How did you do that?
How did you do a car analogy? I had to think of
it. It's from the television commercials.
Let's be real.
Really lucky.
I didn't have to go anywhere near a car to hear the slogan for the car.
Because probably the Tonys or some award show was brought to you by Dodge.
Yeah.
Ram tough.
Right.
I think that might be a bad sponsor for the Tonys.
Right. Well, no.
Maybe Subaru.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I'm thinking maybe like the Prius.
Oh, yeah.
Something simpler. Something kinder to your circulatory system.
Kinder, simpler nation. Katie June, you took a trip, well, obviously, which is why you were gone. You were in Utah?
I was in Park City.
Okay.
And it was really wonderful. It's a beautiful town if you ever have a chance to go. It's
By
very,
the way,
very
you,
cool.
Did you hear what I said you were doing last week?
No.
I thought you were skiing.
Oh.
And then they're all like,
remember how
summer.
It's 100?
No, yeah. But I forget. And when I think of Utah, I think of people knocking on my door, and then I think of skiing, and I don't think of anything else.
Right. Well, fortunately, we had none of the knocking on the door,
okay,
so that's positive.
Well, maybe they don't knock within their own territory. They figure,
they do.
Probably. Well, and in Park City, they should be, because there's lots of bars, lots of people drinking, so it was great. Praise Jesus. We flew in to Salt Lake. We looked at the Salt Lake when we were coming in. That was kind of neat.
It's a beautiful city. I've been to it twice now, and it's gorgeous.
Well, we didn't spend any time there. I mean, we drove right out. You know, Park City was not too far away, but it's just so pretty. It is like so green, surrounded by mountains, and really everywhere you look, there's ski runs. I mean, they're all manicured. You know, they keep them up in the summer, and it's there are just four or five. You know, there's 2.5 big mountains to ski on, Deer Valley, Park City Mountain, and the canyons. And then there's even just for good measure, like this mountain over here has one or two runs and a lift, and this mountain over here maybe has a couple runs and a lift. I mean, it is like...
For the poor people.
Yeah, right, exactly.
For the servants of
You're
the Sundance
totally
Film
right.
Festival. Yeah.
Yes, it is poor people skiing. And it was amazing.
Ghetto.
Everywhere I walked, I'm like, oh my God, I have to... I'm very excited to go back in the winter. We went and had lunch at the St. Regis on the on Deer Valley Mountain, and sat right in the, I mean, it's gorgeous, sat right on the big, right on the side of the mountain. All the runs were around us. And then I found out that that's actually the St. Regis is actually the poor person hotel over on Deer Valley. It is like, that's like the real expensive shishi la la.
Singing, you know, the people singing there singing
fancy.
What Do the Simple Folk Do are over in
exactly.
another castle.
Yeah. So it was very nice. It was in the 90s, which was really warm for them. They're, you know, talking heat wave while I'm watching y'all have like 120.
Mm. Yeah.
So it was good.
And I forgot, if you said this, I missed it. You did or did not take Palmer?
We took her.
You did take her.
And she
okay.
was a great traveler. God bless her little baby heart. But it was you know, what's tough with a baby is she naps for 3 hours in the middle of the day. So that was, it was.
So does Al, oddly. So it works out.
Oh, I wish.
So it was
I had
tough.
The power to nap.
I know. Yeah. Well, and I tried a nap with her. I did today. But, you know, you want to do stuff when you're there. So it was kind of an adjustment to mm-hmm. be traveling with a napper. But the cool thing,
with
coolest
a
thing
napper?
That I did. Yeah.
She's a napper.
Yeah, well, she's a good little napper.
Good little napper girl.
Yeah.
I actually read, and I don't know if you saw my post, I read the Olympic bobsled track.
I did see a picture.
Oh, that's fun.
From the 2002 Olympics. So Park City was host fun. a partial
was
host
Mitt Romney
to the Olympics.
You
he wasn't. No,
tell
we
you
know.
How just, made it
just
success.
At the equestrian just event. Missed us. Yeah, yeah. And there was. So we were where they did the ski jumps and the some of the downhill racing and the bobsled. And I think that that might have been the only things that were done at that, you know,
oh,
that
really cool.
piece of the Olympic Park. It was the shit. And, you know, they're like, okay, you can sit in position. It was the end of the day. It was just me. You can sit in position 2, 3, or 4. 4 is going to be the roughest ride. And I'm like, then I'll take position 4.
Oh, yeah, that'd be me too.
And at the end, like, I couldn't hear out of one ear.
Oh,
I thought I ruptured an eardrum.
Oh!
You're in the bobsled. You have this huge helmet.
Oh, you were actually on the bobsled?
Oh, yeah, I rode in the bobsled.
In my mind, they, like, let you on a bike or something and ride the path. Oh,
yeah.
That's
really
fucking
cool. It gets
to 60. I thought they just push.
I am suddenly impressed. Yeah.
It's like 60 to 65 miles an hour. Wow. When they do it in the winter, when there's ice on the track, it gets up to like 80, 85 miles an hour. And it was amazing. So you get in and there's a guy driving, right? I mean, there's the someone that knows what they're doing.
Thank God.
That's helpful, yes.
Praise Jesus. And
preferably Jamaican, just to tie that movie in.
I know, yeah. Totally. Was saying that. I'm the Jamaican bobsled.
That's, yes,
you know. Kiss the egg.
I love that movie.
Yeah, I've had multiple people reference that, as a matter of fact. And your head is all over the place, and there really is, like, G-force coming down on you. I mean, it was a challenge to keep my head. Not only am I wearing this giant helmet, but to keep my head up so I could see what was happening. I had my arms and legs pressed with all of my strength against the walls of the bobsled because I was legitimately afraid I was going to come flying out. We would go up on the side. You're almost turned upside down on some of those turns. It was very intense.
There has to be a weight limit on that. Cool. I'm sure you couldn't ride it.
No, you actually have to be over 100 pounds, which is not hard for any of us to accomplish. Well, most grown adults.
That's kind of you to think I would have challenged by that.
I'm close.
It's like teenagers. Like Kelly's nephew couldn't go because he's not, poor kid, 13, not 100 pounds yet.
Oh. Yeah.
What if he went with me, who makes up for two?
Yeah, you guys could sit on laps. Kinda,
right. It's good. I can hold on to him.
Now, you made the reference that in the winter when there's snow, it goes faster. My question is, I realize that there is a contact between bobsled A and track B.
Yes.
What do they use as, do they water it down? Do they just say, well, good luck? I don't know. There's got to be some sort of a lubrication service to get you to go.
You know, I actually don't, in the summer, I don't know. It was not on wheels. I mean, it's still on, it's the straight up just bobsled. So it's still on its, like skates. It's like the bottom of skates.
Yeah.
So it's not sharp, but it's thin. You know, and I think that
it's got to be.
I don't know.
I can't
imagine
they'd let that go dry. You almost couldn't do that.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like maybe a fiberglass track, and maybe it's smooth.
Maybe that's why. Maybe
it's kind of smooth.
It is ice covered, correct? In the Winter Olympics,
in the winter,
it's completely ice covered.
Yeah,
all right, that's what I thought.
Which
and
makes it
horribly
go quite
dangerous.
Because
remember last year during the trials. Or not, was it, no, the 10 Olympics.
The last Winter Olympics.
When the guy went up the site and just
there
fucking
died. There
was
a death, yeah. So when I got
but
into
then
the
it
thing.
But then it was during the practice runs. Like, it wasn't even a real run.
Yeah.
And they had said the one part was dangerous, and he went up the side, flipped over, and had.
Oh.
Yeah, real quick.
Agony
and I can, it is very, very clear how that can happen.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a really intense ride. It certainly is not scary. It's not something I got off and was like, oh, I'm scared. But it was really intense. Like, at one turn, I was like, okay, I'm seen on this bobsled.
How would you equate it to, are you a roller coaster girl?
I love roller
okay,
coasters.
Okay, so. Better or worse
like
than
like Magic Mountain level roller
yeah,
coaster where there's a real fear of death? Or?
No, you know, it was different because it's very. I think on roller coasters, you don't get going, you know, almost 70 miles an hour. I don't know, but maybe on some roller coasters. Now I'm having a hard time thinking about any kind of a G-force on a roller coaster.
But you're not strapped. You're so strapped in and safe.
Yeah, and you're not. You have a little lap belt.
Oh.
And your body is just like
slamming.
My head was just like goo,
you need
goo,
you need
goo.
To get to Magic Mountain, ride some of that shit. That's the amusement park for people that don't love their children because those rides are just terrifying.
I
do, and I love roller coasters. This was very similar, but just really, really intense. And I introduced myself to the guy, the cute little driver, Jake, or whatever his name was, and I was like, my name's Katie. My partner Kelly's down there with our daughter. She's one. So I need you to be thinking about me and my family as we're going on those turns. Like, let's not try to get too crazy. Right? I did the same thing when I jumped out of an airplane.
I chose the most difficult one. I chose the one with the most danger.
I know.
But please tone it
please
down.
Please be gentle.
And when I jumped out of an airplane, I did the same thing. I need you to know about me and my family so that if we die, you're feeling a little more
close,
right?
close
like,
to you.
Yeah.
Sure.
Anyway, it was a great trip. I really missed you guys. I listened, but also I drank a lot on the trip, so I passed out halfway through the show.
Good.
Hey. Yeah. So it was almost like I was here.
Yeah. I can't prove that we didn't hear. we had some audio and video issues last week.
That's
so
true, right?
Yeah, but we've got those resolved. We figured out what that was all about.
It was a good time.
Well, lovely. Marnie Ryer, I know that one of the things that you did this week is you relinquished your car to a mechanic and did a bunch of work to it.
Yeah. Well, I kind of bought a new car, but not. I mean, it came back looking the same, but rides a little differently, thank goodness. Oh. You know, so $1,000 worth of catalytic converters later.
Yeah.
How old is your car?
2005. So.
Oh, that's legit.
Yeah. I mean,
and you don't have a lot of miles on that car either, do you?
No, like 80 now?
Yeah. I didn't think you had a lot of miles for the car of its age.
Yeah. I mean,
that's respectable.
Been a lot more recently, but it's good. Yeah. So did that. And I've just been trying to figure out how to open a business. But I can't come up with the right tagline, you know, because I'm so OCD. And I thought, oh, my God, I'd be a perfect, perfect wedding planner. Don't you think? I really would.
Sure.
I mean, every detail, every this and that.
Why do I feel like you're leading us to water?
The only tagline that I could come up with is, I'm so anal, your wedding will be perfect. But then it's not good for gay weddings, I don't think.
God, so Jesus, really?
I'm so, you know, I'll plan your wedding
at this point. Yeah.
Do we actually have to hire writers now? Is that what we have to do? We have no budget already.
Now, you know, you'd have to be kind of on time for the wedding you planned.
No, not really. No, because it would have been planned. Like, it's done. Somebody else can handle that.
She's so anal. All the planning's already
done.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The day before.
I don't know if you've ever seen the Academy Awards before, but akin to a wedding planner is a producer.
Right. And then there's an associate producer. Yeah.
Who is definitely there.
Hi, Aaron's my associate producer.
Well,
done.
Aaron will be there the day before.
She would.
Doing
that's exactly my point.
That's funny.
Done. It would be it's a great plan.
Well, you're on.
Oh, even
we'll
covert ops says
no
if they want a late wedding.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they're nervous.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's an apprehensive wedding.
Yeah,
maybe
exactly.
That, you know, if you're thinking twice about it,
now,
you
seem
way
you
too
know?
Comfortable. I need to add tension to your ceremony.
Maybe we could add those people to the queue in LGBTQ.
There you go.
You know, questioning whether they
will. Whether you'll ever see you again.
The W. They could be the W for waiting.
LGBTQW.
waiting for my fucking wedding planner to show up.
Didn't you marry?
Or we don't know.
We're not sure when she's going to be here.
No, not me. Them. They but have cold feet.
Did you marry Braun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And so I'm going to be going back out there.
Okay, okay.
I didn't know that.
And I'm going to be going back out there. I'm honored. They're going to have me do their ceremony again.
Yeah, because I saw the posting, but I... Like Rev Rye, is it?
The Rev Rye.
Because the night before
their ceremony, I was out there for it. And the night before their ceremony, the person who was going to perform the ceremony, I don't remember if it was a family thing or something happened where they had to leave.
Or trouble with the Subaru.
Right? That catalytic converter issue.
Yeah.
And
it happens
so
a lot.
They got cold
things
feet.
Lesbians attack.
Things only a lesbian can say. I'm having trouble with my Subaru.
So anyway, Braun and Brandon had chatted about it apparently beforehand, and I was the person that they would have wanted to do the ceremony. So they asked that night, and I'm like, huh? Tomorrow? You want me to do what? And they're like, it's not real, if you will, so what does it matter? Kevin Dasso and I got on the BlackBerry, and we got me ordained.
That is
at a bar
awesome.
In San Francisco.
That is a good use of Kevin Dasso.
Yeah,
use him for his technology skills.
That is
at
so cool.
At which point, you know, because they were like, well, do you really think you could do it? And I just, you know, dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life.
Yeah.
And I went through the whole thing, and everyone just sat there, and they're like, you're good. You're all, yeah. So...
Oh,
you really did. You really did. Let's Go Crazy by Prince.
I did. Okay, uh-huh. And then I held a copy of Liza Minnelli. It was fantastic. Really, Liza Minnelli.
I feel
Minnelli
like I want Rev Rye to do my wedding someday.
I would be
a copy of
I've
Liza Minnelli.
Now
what?
Done four. Like the Advocate. She was on the cover.
Okay.
Of the
I needed more info because I'm like.
And I stayed up.
Is it a Liza Minnelli impersonator?
No.
Like, what does a copy of Liza Minnelli include?
I stayed up that night, and
she's
wrote
like, I left
out,
my
like,
heart in San Francisco.
Vows, like for them.
Well, those 3D printers can make a pizza. So now I believe you had a 3D print
well,
out of Liza Minnelli.
I looked
Minnelli.
Like I was 3D in the picture. Anyway, so then
I'd like to have a pizza right now.
I had it inside the Advocate and read that off, and it was pretty cool.
That's fun.
Golden Gate Bridge and Alcatraz, all of it was behind us.
And I don't know.
Both symbols of weddings.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. I don't run know away why. And lock you.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why I was under the impression that they were married in the legal window.
No, they weren't.
Okay.
They were married on top of a building.
I thought they caught that window.
They didn't. I think it was just after. And then now there's some 3-hour class, a 3-hour tour that I have to take in order to actually marry them, which I thought was interesting. In California only. So I'm intrigued to find out what that's about.
And what does that cost you?
I have no idea. They said they would get it.
What did the online certificate cost you?
Zilch.
Oh, I thought it was like $29.95 and you're a minister.
No, you get it.
And your second one's free.
And I thought that it was just a hoax.
You act now.
Yeah, I really thought it was.
Two certificates. Right.
Yeah.
And if you send that within the next 10 minutes.
Yeah. You do have to pay processing and handling, which we will not divulge.
No, you can go out now if you want to order the certificate.
Your credit card's ding $79.99 the next day.
You order the certificate, then that cost, I think it was like $8.95 or something.
Gotcha.
So I totally did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's really cool that you're an ordained minister.
Yeah. So I performed actually
by the power vested in the internet.
Ceremonies now?
Yeah, exactly.
Four
including
how
now.
More secular can you be than by the power vested in me by that website over there?
That's right.
Yeah.
By ordained.com.
Oh, that is cool.
Now, can you also become, I'm just going to use the word ordained.
I'm a divorce lawyer.
That's
as well.
What I wanted to know.
And a notary.
I can get you coming and going.
Call me later.
Yeah.
Call me in a few years.
What Marnie Ryer has joined, let no man put asunder.
Twice. Got
I know.
Right.
Well, the best part was is I had to look at your name online to find out if Rev Rye made any sense at all.
Well, that's it, everybody. That's my nickname, Rye.
I didn't get that.
Well,
I was like, what the hell is her last name? Does that make sense?
On my license plate, it says Rye.
Oh, you should stop. We were trying to get you're probably listening. We were trying to get your partner's name and your kid's name. And
Oh my God. Happy birthday to Kelly.
Oh, it is Kelly's birthday today.
That's right.
Oh, today. We sing it, but we can't pay the royalties.
She's 40 some odd.
40.
We wish
something.
You a happy birthday. We wish you a happy birthday.
Well played.
Yeah, that is good.
Because that tragic song is in public domain.
Not public domain.
Different melody?
Yeah. So very fun. I will keep you all posted as to the class. I'm excited about this little class.
But you go to Cali, you
is
take
the
a
class,
PR class.
Is in California?
No, yeah, you have to. It's in California, and
they sure as hell aren't going to give you a class here on American gay people.
True. Well,
Brewer's going to be like, no, you can't do it.
They're getting married on Wednesday, their actual, the 30th of October, their actual anniversary.
Okay.
So it'll be exactly 3 years, et cetera, and doing that, which is great, except I'm hoping that they get married, in the afternoon. So I can take the class in the morning rather than going out on Tuesday.
Right.
Because, I had the show.
Yeah, you do.
Duh.
I'm
back on board.
Yeah. So it's
you're like, you do what's a show?
Happening? What?
Allegedly.
It's an ordained
show. Yeah.
Exactly. I
beg for
liquor.
Money for the show.
So I'm like,
praise somebody. Jesus Christ. Praise somebody.
I was at a holiday dinner one time with my friend Renee's family. And we're all sitting around, and somehow we got to, it just got off track completely.
Weird.
Where Renee's mother was telling the story of, like, her original names for her children, and the one was going to be, like, Renee's name was going to be Malcolm, and then it was going to be Regina, because of, like, it means king, and he ended up with Renee, but he ended up with James, which ended up being Jaime, and she didn't like the way anything worked with the Spanish and the English when she would hear translations. And Renee's just sitting there, like, all these, like, so what did you name the baby? And we're like, Renee. And he's like, oh, you're my mom. Gotcha. It's me. Screw me.
Oh, I'm the baby.
So how does this end?
It was absolutely priceless in a completely sober room. So what was the baby's name? Oh, sweet Jesus.
That's fantastic. That's awesome. I love it. Love it. Oh. How about you, Mr. Perkins?
I just declared it a snow day when I heard the 118. I was like, there's nothing to see here. Yeah. Nothing to do.
Right.
I don't need anything from the great outdoors.
You didn't want to ride the heat wave?
No. Interest.
Okay.
And then the air quality got so bad on Saturday. And I showed up at work on Saturday, and they were like, we are really kind of overstaffed presently. Do you want to go? Does anybody want to go home? And I was looking around and everybody was kind of humming and hawing. I'm like, well, fuck it, I'll go home.
Yeah.
I'll stay home tomorrow too. And so I wrote down first cancel for the next day. But I'm like, I'm here. I'm dressed. I've had dinner. I've got my coffee. Like, are you absolutely sure?
Right.
Because I'm going right to the liquor store and buying a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
Right.
And putting on a horror movie. Like, I got a horror movie ready. I got a... So it's done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I walk out the door, I'm going to be at Safeway in 3.2 seconds.
Yeah, and I will not
right
be back.
There.
Yeah.
Choose wisely. Yeah. And they
make good decisions.
Like, it just went to shit, a complete shitstorm, like 10 minutes later. Like, I probably wasn't even in my driveway, and they were calling in people, like, scrambling to get help.
Oh, really? No.
Yeah.
So did you turn around?
No.
He had already had the wine.
I know how
giver you are.
It cracked me up. So they canceled me, and that's the only reason I would leave the building is if they, like, outright canceled me. So the next day I wrote down, first cancel, and I'm like, I won't work. So slow. No, they're not going to need me. Like 7:30, I'm like watching the phone ring, and I'm like, oh, fuck, that's time and a half for 11 goddamn hours. I got to go in.
Oh, so you went.
That's good, though. Time and a half.
Really, it really was. Like 5 minutes after the
shift
started.
That really makes up for the day that you, for the previous day.
Well,
that
I got paid. That's the other thing is, I have so much PTO that I got paid to sit at home and drink wine and watch a movie.
I like that.
I want your job.
Yeah, really. No, I don't think you do.
That PTO thing is just
genius, right?
It's tense, I got to tell you. And so that's just been it. Just kind of, I called it snow days. And today I saw that, well, and then Monday I just couldn't sleep. I was so revved up. For some reason, I couldn't fall asleep. And it was like 7:30 when I finally went, like 7:30 in the p.m. when I finally went to bed. I'm like, I've been up for like 36 hours. Mm. This shit's got to stop.
Yeah.
And then I woke up today at 5 o'clock and just a great day. I saw that it was only going to get to like 107. I'm like, that is outdoor temperatures again. I am back.
Goddamn balmy is what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, exactly. I threw on a sweater, put my muffler on. I said, burrito, it's cold out here.
Cheesy.
I love me the Southwest.
Yes.
Had my bedroom slippers and my mittens on. I seriously downed a pot of coffee by like 8 a.m. I'm like, oh, it's delicious. I was like a crack whore at the coffee pot.
Chewing on the coffee pot.
Burrito. I feel like I need to incorporate that into somehow.
It's so fucking hot. And I just got my air conditioning reconditioned or redone or tuned up or whatever.
Recharged.
Whatever I paid that human to do. And that poor fucker is just not the human. He's long.
Right.
He's since gone.
Pays.
Still alive, I'm sure. But
sure.
That air conditioner is just working.
Yeah,
like someone in Paula Deen's kitchen. And I gotta tell you, it has
intentional.
Not, oh yeah,
things Paula Deen would say.
I said person.
Yeah,
you did.
And I'll explain what I'll explain about that person later. But my air, it's never gotten lower than 80 in the daytime.
Isn't that just brutal?
And it's just crazy. Cranking.
Yeah. Well, it is.
Cranking,
but it's
cranking.
Sitting right on the top of your roof in the midst of
and
all
the
of the sun's glory. Right
it.
There. It can't dissipate the heat at all. It's doing all that it can possibly do.
Yeah. And I was even like opening and shutting doors trying to get some air circulation.
Oh, yeah. We're in the upper 70s. I saw something on Facebook that it said redneck air conditioner. And it was actually kind of clever. They took one of those white styrofoam coolers, you know, filled it with ice and then cut a hole here and a hole here. And here they put a fan face down into it. So they had the fan going into the cooler. And in this
electricity.
Right. Well, I know, right? But in this hole they had like a drain pipe that goes you know, what are the a rain
eave?
Gutter
like
kind of thing. Yeah.
Sure.
That came out and that came out and pointed at them. So it had the fan going in to the cold ice air that was then blowing it out of this thing. It was kind of smart.
They kind of made a mini EVAP cooler.
Yeah,
it was really, I want one.
And EVAP coolers are right up until...
Right up until 2 or 3 days.
Oh, and now they have that thing, and they're so smart. They know exactly who they're advertising to. Have you noticed all weekend long it's been that commercial for the guy getting punched by his shadow for turning down the thermostat to 2 degrees? Mm-mm. Or the guy that has to go through the laser lights to turn it down, and it's for something.
Oh, yes,
it's something that sits on the wall, and it's like a subsidy or whatever you would call it, like a backup air conditioner.
Yeah,
and it doesn't need to be in a window. It just pops on the wall, and it just blows refrigerated air, and it's supposed to save you a ton of money.
Oh, my neighbor across the street has one of those.
Yeah, pick your favorite room. But the commercial is really funny, and there's no point. Like, you can't turn your air conditioning down lower than 70. I have it mine at 78, and it won't get below 80.
Yeah, ours won't go below like 78.
Off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's...
It just runs forever.
Plus, it's a cement house. I mean,
it's
basically a pizza oven.
Yes, ours is all glass.
You're in Phoenix. What the fuck else are you going to do?
Same thing.
Ours is the same.
Well, I learned this past week, a couple of things. One, things don't last forever. So, which I should have known a long time ago.
You finally had to bury him?
He looked so lifelike. So, you know, I've been doing bingo for almost 10 months now on Apollo's. Well,
one of our local entertainers is moving on and has relinquished a Wednesday show. And so Nevaeh McKenzie has been granted that show.
Yeah, which is exciting.
One of the stipulations of her contract is that she can no longer do hosting gigs at any other establishment. Okay. So
that seems fair.
So we are in the final 4 weeks. Well, the last Monday in July will be our final night of bingo at Apollo's. And I did make a even though she's leaving and I don't have to, I made the decision I don't want to work with anybody else because I don't really think that any we have our timing and everything works so well.
Yeah.
So that's going to change. So I'm apparently going to have Monday evenings open, and I'm not sure how the rest of the week's going to fall out, but we'll find out that. Yes, we can go to dinner. I'm fortunate that I have a couple weeks ago, people across the street and down one house moved out into they merged two families, had to get a bigger house. So they moved. So I quickly went over with my phone and posted the for rent sign with the phone numbers and the information on Facebook. 2 days ago, gay friends moved in across the street.
Oh,
so
yay.
I was because I'm always concerned. Yeah. I'm always concerned. Am I going to get the am I going to get the redneck with the with the styrofoam cooler air conditioner?
Who, or just
Katie
me with
June
the styrofoam?
Has
I might
the
move
house.
In.
So yeah.
Who,
you don't need to
who
worry
hates
that.
People? Right. You know, like so. Yeah. I'm fortunate. So now I have friends who live across the street, which is kind of neat. Now the funny thing was, one of them I guess likes to cook out and he likes to do things and. I get this from my mom a little bit. He said, "So do you like ribs? Do you like cooking out? Do you like this and that?" I'm like, "Listen, I'm not that neighbor." And he goes, "Well, no." He goes, "Okay, that's fine. I'll just bring you a plate." I'm like, "No, you don't understand. I'm not that neighbor. We'll wave. No. I don't do that. But no, because we're not. No. If I come to your house 3 blocks away and I don't have to, if you're across the street, we will wave politely. Yeah. I'll see you at the bar. We're not doing all that.
Yeah. I don't we're not that. Like getting together every Sunday night.
No, we don't do that. Yeah. I don't play that game. But I think
if you get too comfortable,
I got that from my mom.
I love those kind of people.
Then you can live next to them.
Yeah, I do too. But
now the neighbors that you had that live right to the west
that
of you.
That I don't talk to at all.
Right.
Now, why is that? Why don't you talk to them?
The one is adorable.
Because I'm not sociable.
He's not that neighbor.
You're not that neighbor.
No, I'm not.
Yeah. Right. So
you want to be.
You like the. I want to be too.
But you
and
like
I just am
people
not good
over.
At it.
Oh, I love having people over. Like if they knocked on my door and said, "Got any wine?" I'd be like, "Yeah, come on in." I just don't. I can't walk. Come over. Like I just don't have the energy.
Yeah,
it's three houses away. It's too much.
You just have to intuit that I would like to have you over and then show up.
For him, he just has to walk to the end of his driveway, turn left, and walk to the end of their driveway.
It's still too much.
I have to open the door and shout, "Hey, you, gay guy."
Yeah.
Maybe we can get him a, well, hey, he's not going to be there, but, you know, one of those megaphones.
Oh, yeah, give Al a megaphone? You think
the
he
gays.
Needs it? Yeah.
Well, no,
the straight couple that live there in between, right. The one day the guy comes over, knocks on my door, he's like, "I just have this bottle of wine, it's pretty good, you want some?" I'm like, "Sure, do I have to come to your house?" And he's like, "Do you have wine glasses?" So I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "Well, I guess I'm coming in." "Do I have to leave That's my couch?"
You're welcome to come and hang out with me here.
Do I have to take the Afghan off?
And the final thing, though,
because I have the Afghan on through this entire.
Sure you do. It's 80 goddamn degrees. He's covered in Afghan.
I know. Afghan
I've been to your house. I know how this works.
It's so bad. I do the same.
Yeah, and when you get off the couch, it makes that sound like Bill Cosby getting off a leather hoofah. The other thing I learned, and I have become
delicious.
I bought something off of an infomercial, thinking, "Well, this is going to make sense." Have anybody seen the commercial for Zoomies, which are the binocular glasses?
No.
Have you not?
Is
no,
he
wait.
Do it?
No,
is
wait
gonna...
a minute. Al, what are you? I didn't mean.
Oh, I thought he might spit up.
I almost did. You do not buy those fucking glasses.
I did.
I have been making fun of those.
Okay. Well, that's fine.
And you are now literally the old lady from the Hallmark, the shoebox collection.
No.
Maxine.
They're going to go back, and let me tell you why.
Because you look work. Like a.
No, they
Stop
don't.
Because
Artard.
Well.
Artard.
It said in the instructions that you're so close to the action watching a football game, you're in the game. Mm-hmm. No, you're not.
No, you're not.
Because you can't. I adjusted them and looked. I could see the logo on your hat better now than with them on. It's
I
they're
really
horrible.
Wish we could have seen
what?
That. I wish we could have seen you doing
it. I also do.
There were two
only
reasons
for only for bad things. I can't imagine any good reason.
There were two reasons
to wear
I bought
zoomies.
I'm going
to
need
because
both
first
of them.
Of all, yes, I'll give them to you. The first one is it said it magnified 300 times. I work on electronics a lot, and I thought, well, that would be great because it would magnify the circuit boards, and it would be easier to see as I'm doing intricate soldering.
Okay.
The other one was even though she has binoculars, my mom watches hand gliders off of North Mountain.
Oh, nice.
all the time. Yeah. And I'm like, well, if they're...
That sounds like a really long metaphor.
If they're better, if they're better, I thought, well, maybe she could sit... Because she sits on her back porch with binoculars and watches them.
Yeah, what's she doing? Fantastic. She's watching hang gliders off North Mountain again.
Oh, Jesus. Everything becomes dirty.
Well, of course.
Yep.
Of course.
Sure does. You invited him here. You invited him.
Before you send them back, can you please bring him in?
I know. You got to wear them just once.
Sugar on top.
Maybe we will.
Because that'd be fabulous.
Because they also have a little slider that has a... They make the sunglasses out of them.
I just saw that infomercial last night, and I almost peed my pants. I rewound it and watched it like three times.
Yeah, no.
Well, do you think that that...
Because the one guy stands there like Superman, and he's standing in a forest. Like, what the fuck?
Where's underwear on the outside?
And then the couple that are bird watching, and they go on a picnic, and they're sitting on a blanket like this.
And they can't see.
And like they're Stevie Wonder. Yes, exactly. They look like they were doing Stevie Wonder imitations. Yes. It was in such bad taste. Yes.
I have to watch this.
Oh my God, you got to find it.
I'm going to Google it.
Google. You can watch the commercial on
I'm
your laptop.
I'm going to call them Zoom Tards because they're Zoom.
Is that what you've been working on all afternoon?
No, Artard. I love Artard.
Okay.
Somebody put that. Where somebody listened to the show. Yeah. Put that on my page. And I loved it. Artard.
These are not cute.
What about the pocket hose without getting dirty?
Oh my God, I bought the pocket hose. I don't know yet. I haven't actually needed to hose anything. But I did buy it.
That is a relief.
I've heard
to know.
They're horrible. I've heard that too.
See, I've got my own pocket hose. What other uses have we found for this?
Can't water the lawn with it, though.
Little parts at a time.
Yeah. She's watching the commercial on her laptop. This is ridiculous.
I love that the birds are right there, and they circle the bird, and the couple's like this.
Yeah. Stupid. These are the most ridiculous things.
These are people that couldn't act their way out of a paper bag.
On their license, it says legally blind. And then they put those on.
When you put them on, you're legally blind because you can see better without them. I swear to God.
I just saw that commercial last night. I could not stop watching it.
Well, now, before we do headlines, can I hand these out?
Yes. I just watched a couple going like this.
Yeah. You're nowhere closer to anything.
On the blanket.
No, mom, feel safe in knowing you will not be getting zoomies.
Oh, this guy, he has a really sore neck from the binoculars.
Oh, And then at the end, they sell you the strap so that they're exactly like the binoculars.
Mine came with it.
If you order now,
and the
we'll send you this strap.
Oh, and they come with a case. They come with a case. You got the case.
And you got two pairs. Yes. I know. I watched it last night.
But I had to pay separate
right
shipping.
After they said that the cord was so heavy.
Yeah.
And the guy was practically an invalid from wearing them. The very next second, we'll send you this handy strap so you can wear it around.
But they're light. They are. Now, in defense, they're light as a feather.
And they fold for easy storage.
Yeah. They almost fall apart.
You think they're $200?
No.
Only $10. Yeah. And if you order right
now. And that's where I got processing and handling because I watched that commercial so many times last night.
Oh, my God.
Double the offer for free.
Yeah.
Riddle me this. That's great.
Okay. Well, Marnie's opening stuff, and she has a what do you call those things? Pop.
Bubble wrap.
Bubble wrap. God, I can't think of words.
Which is so fun.
I know, right? Which is kind of a bad game for you people. Okay. But you cannot open them. Just pass that down. Pass it down. Don't look. Why you gotta ruin
things?
For
the love of Jesus.
Jesus. So anyway, these just made me happy.
I can't pop.
And I hope that
they
make you happy.
Why can't I pop bubble wrap? God damn it. There we go.
But go ahead and open.
Okay, we're opening gifts that Marnie gave us.
It's half Christmas.
It is half Christmas. That's right.
Christmas in July.
Christmas in July.
Well, I took a snow day, so I guess Christmas in July is fine. Do I have to pitch in for this?
No. Nope.
I'll be Buddy.
Okay. So I see. This is the C. That's cute.
Why would I not like this?
I don't know. I didn't know if we should put on. What is
the back? I've never had a coffee mug that said cunt on it before.
I know.
So. Yeah,
me either.
A cunty mug.
Oh,
the back is cute. The back is cute.
Oh, no,
I think
we have to call them See You Next Tuesday mugs.
See You Next Tuesday mugs.
Yeah.
I love it.
Is
it?
And I thought I would spell it out for the people that
I love
it.
All right,
that.
Now
that's
I want to know who takes ceramics.
Nobody.
No, where did you find? How did you?
I went on to Zazzle. And I love Zazzle.com. And
okay,
I can't. Sorry about that. I should have wrapped them in something else.
Zazzle.com.
And I went on there and they had this. And I saw it somewhere. I don't know where.
It is our pre-4th of July show.
Exactly. That's true.
Just imagine the fireworks we'd had if there was a budget.
And then I did, you know that Doodle Buddy that you can get on the iPad?
Yeah, I have
whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So I went on Doodle Buddy and I just did this while we were sitting here on the show.
You're kidding. Oh. So you drew this out. Yeah.
That's,
and they can,
that's
and they
cute.
And then you can make it up. And that's why I asked you about the font.
Oh,
for
no.
The
that is
show,
later.
If you were okay
the
with
it. The next thing I want you to do is I want you to get the double ended eraser head pencils like Letterman and Carson uh-huh. had so we can have
so
those for the show. We can flip them around.
In. Okay. I'll yeah. get those.
This I'm on is no. awesome.
We need to hold it to a camera so they can see the See You Next Tuesday mug.
Well, turn. Well.
Which way are we?
I don't know.
I don't know. But
I'm not smart. I'm not smart enough for that.
You have to turn around and put it to the camera in front of Katie's face. She'll figure it out.
There
we'll
you
do this later.
I got mine.
You got that. That's all you can get.
See you next Tuesday.
And then on the back.
We'll take it. We'll take a picture. I'll put it on our Facebook page in a minute.
Oh, cheers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Well, thank you, Marnie.
Cheers.
We have mugs.
I don't. I'm gonna flip it over and see who made it.
You know what? We might do. We might.
I'm gonna need your Zoom glasses.
Fucker. Intentional blindness.
Thank you. In a few minutes, Katie's also going to make some blended drinks because we've decided it's blender drink weather. And she brought all of the ingredients for, what is it called, Ruthie's
Surprise.
Yeah, the whiskey sours.
Al's mom used to serve him as an infant.
Mine are broken.
Sours. Teething is hard.
Developed his taste for fine whiskey.
Yes, he did.
Well, Canadian whiskey. Canadian whiskey.
Yeah. Yeah. In a plastic mug.
Playing fast and loose with the word fine.
So, it is 7:41. Yes. We are running a little bit late. Headlines are coming back with us. Stick around. It's the show on You Talk America on, what is this? Oh, it's a Tuesday.
You're listening to You Talk America.
I'm straight.
I'm gay.
I'm bisexual.
And I give a damn about equality.
Wanna know why?
Because one hate crime is committed approximately every hour of every day in this country.
Imagine walking down the street and wondering if this is the day you'll get beaten up or even killed simply because of who you are.
Because many gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender teens who come out to their parents are thrown out of their homes.
Imagine confiding in the people you trust most, only to be rejected and tossed out with no place to go.
Because during the past 16 years, over 13,000 men and women have been discharged from the military for being gay.
Imagine being willing to sacrifice your life to protect and defend this country, only to be kicked out of the military because of who you love.
These are just a few of the reasons why we care about equality.
It is time for things to change.
We all have to get involved.
We all have to give a damn.
I give a damn.
Do you?
Join us at wegiveadamn.org to learn more.
Oh, we always love somebody in WAPA.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Q Talk America Radio Network.
Here we go. Some headlines about all kinds of things around the world coming to you live from Q Talk America on a Tuesday evening with the show in studio with Marnie, Al, Katie, and me. I'm Clayton McKee. Bette Midler grants a dying Tucson woman one final wish.
48 seconds in, and it's a mint.
A yearbook legend teacher wears the same outfit in 40 years of school photos.
The notorious RBG did it again.
When stealing a TV, take it all the first time.
Butter porn for bigots.
Woman is fired for refusing a wax job.
It is really funny.
And a jury erases stupid chalk charges.
Butter porn for bigots. Oh, that's onion worthy.
Well, no, actually, not really. Not funny. It's true.
Oh, that
it's
is
a true story.
Funny.
Well, in my first story, and I saw this, and I thought it was crazy at first, but I posted the link to the little video montage on our Facebook page, if you want to look that up. I even brought this. This is a handy for you guys to look at. That's the first year and the 40th year. A gentleman named Dale Irby is a creature of habit. The Dallas, Texas PE teacher wore the exact same polyester shirt and knit sweater vest in the past 40 years for each annual yearbook photo. The 2012-2013 Preston Wood Elementary School yearbook marks the outfit's final appearance, according to the Dallas Morning News. Irby did retire earlier this year. Irby's wardrobe consisted mainly of athletic clothes like sweats and tracksuits and so forth.
Things
that Betty White would wear.
Yeah.
With few formal options, he chose the shirt and sweater combo for his first yearbook photo back in 1973. And the following year, he accidentally repeated wearing the same outfit, he told the Dallas Morning News. He says, quote, "I was so embarrassed when I got the school pictures back the second year that I realized that I had worn the very same outfit as the first year." Well, his wife, Kathy, being a prankster as she is,
She said that she was a language arts teacher. She dared him to repeat the outfit for his third year photo. And Irby thought it would be funny to extend the prank for 5 years. And then after 5, he's like, well, why stop? So the video compilation that is on our Facebook page, put together by the Dallas Morning News, depicts the 40 nearly identical yearbook photos. Irby says the shirt and the shirt does still button up if he sucks it in a little bit. So you can look from year one in 1973 to his retirement just this year, 40 years wearing the exact same outfit in all of it.
Oh. God, scared the shit out
That's
of me.
That's a teacher I would like.
But what's,
I would have liked him. Like, he sounds cool.
It's so interesting because I've seen video montages of people that like over like a year where they're dieting or they're growing their hair out or they're doing something. They'll take a picture like every day and you can see it. So it's kind of interesting when you go through the timeline of all the 40 pictures. You literally just see somebody gracefully age over 40 years. It's very
cool.
So again,
instead of the train wreck when you see them after 40 years,
what happened?
Between you. Oh my god!
Oh my god!
You were so cute.
What happened?
You?
What happened?
Go ahead, Marn.
Well, 48 seconds in, and it was a mint that Rachel Maddow. I don't know if you guys saw that with on Meet the Press.
Okay.
Jim DeMint and Ralph Reed were on Meet the Press. And do you listen to Rachel Maddow?
I've listened to her several times, but not of late. Yeah.
She is brilliant.
Like, and she's just very smart, very quick, sharp,
but and well educated. I can't remember. She is she is degreed in something, and I can never remember what it is. But
I can look that. Katie, can you look that up?
Yeah,
well, she's watching.
I'm
the
watching
montage.
Someone age in a sweatshirt.
I got it. So, you talk.
Thanks.
You talk.
Well, because and that's just it. It's not just like she's one sided on something, or even. I mean, she's amazingly brilliant, and she was on concerning gay marriage on Meet the Press. On Sunday, and it was, you know, obviously talking about the landmark of striking down the Defense of Marriage Act. Fuck them. And in this, Jim DeMint and Ralph Reed completely opposed.
Oh yeah,
completely opposed that it's between a man and a woman, and it's better for children if marriage consists solely that way. And her argument, she's saying that denying same-sex couples the right to marry was humiliating and demeaning for the kids that are raised by gay parents. She's, you know, from a different angle. Her quote, gay, this is what I was going to send you to do as a voice.
Or an audio clip.
Audio clip. Gay people exist. There's nothing we can do in public policy that makes more of us exist or less of us exist. And you guys have been arguing for a generation that public policy ought to essentially demean gay people as a way of expressing disapproval of the fact that we exist. But you don't make any less of us exist. You're just arguing in favor of more discrimination, and more discrimination doesn't make straight people's lives any better. I mean, she just, the argument when people bring up that gay people are going to ruin the kids.
They already have kids. They're already done.
Right. It's done. And they're probably a hell of a lot more open than these bigots. You know, narrow-minded poor kids there.
And Ralph Reed's a monster. And he is exactly what they would, like, Satan will come in a pleasing form. And in Contact with Jodie Foster, Rob Lowe played him. And it was one of the most spot-on things.
Oh, interesting.
To have Rob Lowe. He's the member. He's the Christian. He's playing Ralph
that
Reed.
That makes sense.
Because back then, Ralph Reed had a lot more power. Because they were bringing, they were.
See, and I don't know. I know Jim DeMint, but I didn't. I read this article, but
Reed lost a lot of credibility over the years because he's just become a bigot.
Like, too much, too crazy.
Yeah,
about
he's too crazy.
Well, and he was trying to say that it
moral,
demeans
not the moral majority. The what was the name of his group that just got shot to shit? He was.
Look at him.
Christian Coalition.
Christian Coalition, and they just got shot down on every.
Sure.
No, that's not it. Go ahead. I'm
sorry. Okay. But it was just he was the one that then wanted to fire back because they have nothing valid to come back with, and he was like, well, then that argument would mean that Obama, because he first stated support for gay marriage, was a bigot until 14 months ago, you know, and all this bigot stuff, and he kept throwing out bigot and bigot. No one's calling anyone a bigot. She said, you're the only one who's saying bigot, and just kind of slapped him in the face with it.
If you guys get the chance. It's so much fun to watch.
Yeah, if you guys get the chance to go on Meet the Press with them.
It's on HuffPost Media.
Yeah, right. I subscribe to, I think it's Upworthy.com.
Oh, I love Upworthy.
Or Upworthy is, I'm...
It's Upworthy.
I'm there. They give me
like
Facebook feeds, so a lot of her stuff makes it on there.
I get an email from them. They, you know, they were talking about the Republicans and the voters need to jump into action, and Maddow was like, well, in the last three votes, you've tried to challenge gay marriage, and you've lost all three
of
them.
You just keep losing.
Like, yeah, can you drop it already? I mean, it really is something.
And now there's three. There's a new move. Is it 29 Republican congressmen are trying to put a gay marriage ban in the Constitution? They want a constitutional amendment. And one of the best
things, two of them are from Arizona.
Yeah, but one of the absolute best Shock parts face. Of this. Right, yeah. But one of the best parts about is what you need to get an amendment to the Constitution. You need not a majority. You need two-thirds of the House. Then you need it ratified by two-thirds of the Senate. Then you have to have the state houses of two-thirds of these United States.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
The Equal Rights Amendment for Women has never passed.
Oh, wow.
The Equal Rights Amendment for Women has never gone through.
Sure.
They can't even get one of the positive ones through. And that's been it's been in the works. And it's I think they stalled it like 29 states
because,
back in like
that's
yeah Google
that's
it
all.
The Equal
that's
Rights Amendment which
that.
Is the next no matter like and the number stays so even if the next amendment comes in the Equal Rights one has a number already because it's in the works as the it would I think it's the 30th Amendment or the 31st Amendment.
Okay.
But I mean, to get an amendment through to the Constitution takes a big fucking deal. And you want all these people to admit to be bigots? Like,
yeah, they're going to come
I was really surprised
I'll throw that
because
word out there.
The two Arizona congressmen that are in on that are Trent Franks, not surprising.
Flake?
Not even a little bit. No,
he's a senator.
He's a senator.
David Schweiker.
My bad.
That was really surprising to me because he had previously run or he had previously represented. He won the seat from I wanted to say Harry Reid, but he's not here. Harry Mitchell.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah.
And a
Harry Reid's in Nevada, right?
Yes, yeah. And in and a pretty, he won that district by only a slim margin against Harry Mitchell, which is just Tempe, which is now where Kirsten represents. So it's a pretty evenly split, you know, left leaning district. And now he's up in the old Ben Quayle district, which is still not. You know,
it's
that
ultra conservative.
Yeah.
Really?
Ultra conservative. Oh yeah.
I guess I just
Ben Quayle's district. They're
crazy.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I worked for John Hulbert. Well, I didn't work for. I volunteered a lot for John Hulbert when he ran against Ben Quayle, and he did lose, of course. But I met lots of great people in that district.
But Ben Quayle is no longer in Congress.
No, he's not.
Correct?
No. And it's a new district now.
Because of
it's reshaped.
It was redistricting, and one of the good things that all the gerrymandering gets us was it got rid of
Ben Quayle.
Yeah.
But it put
one
David Schweikert
fuckers.
In there.
Yeah.
I guess I just didn't see that area as conservative as like the West Valley where my folks live, where Trent Franks is.
Oh, and every time I go, like when you go to,
I guess I'm just wrong on this.
When you go to the art movies, Camel View 5, and it's all the art films.
Yeah.
And you think to yourself, and I do this every fucking time. Whenever there's a big movie coming, you're like, all right, we're in North Scottsdale. We're in Old Town Scottsdale. We're in conservative wasteland here.
Right.
Here's this art movie coming out. There's going to be no line. And it's
always
like,
a line.
It's always like 3 weeks before I get to see it because it's sold out. Because those old conservative fuckers know their movies.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm sitting there expecting the whole world to be like her. They never heard of that movie. And I get like a
and
line out the door.
It.
And I remember sitting down one time and like, is this got Arnold Schwarzenegger in it? Like, what am I
saying? Why are you guys here?
Clint Eastwood.
Well, the day that you and I went to see Milk.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
It was packed. We got like, we were the last two seats in the last row
and
of the theater.
So you can imagine if it's a movie that the masses have heard about, can you imagine how hard it is to get a seat there?
But the other one that was even more intriguing to me, because Milk was touted, you know, kind of really put out there, Sean Penn and the whole nine yards. But when we went to Mormon, the Mormon decision, that was full then.
Yeah.
I mean,
those movies
shocked me.
Those movies are always full. And I check every week just to see what's playing, because sometimes I'm going, I don't know. But just because I said it, I want to make sure that we get this right. She attended Stanford University.
She meaning Rachel Maddow.
Rachel Maddow has a degree in public policy from Stanford. She got a John Gardner Fellowship. She was the recipient of a Rhodes Scholarship and began her postgraduate study at Lincoln College, Oxford, that made her the first openly gay or lesbian American to win an international Rhodes Scholarship. She's a fucking Rhodes Scholar. Shut the fuck up. She earned a Doctor of Philosophy. She's a doctor. She's a PhD. At Oxford in politics.
Wow.
Is she single?
Don't.
Happy birthday, Kelly. Happy birthday, honey.
Call me Rachel.
Wow. Wow. Well, this is Katie's last week on our show because Kelly will not let her come back anymore and play in this sandbox.
I make a pretty girl. But she's got a a PhD in politics from Oxford.
Yeah.
She's got a very
impressive.
What I enjoy about people like the Rachel Maddows, I exceptionally love Brian Williams, even Tom Brokaw. They're excellent at what they do. Like, they give you they give you the facts, they go through everything, and they're that one person when they're on their own show. When Brian Williams is reading the nightly news, or when Maddow, even though she interjects humor here and there, but when you get them, like, when they're on Letterman, and they're just talking, you still see exactly how brilliant and wonderful they are. Mm-hmm. But when you realize that they get it like everybody else gets it. They're not just a news person who just reads a prompter or just recites facts. Right. They actually have their own spin and they think about things. Definitely. I really enjoy listening to those.
And not only, reads a teleprompter and recites facts, but then you look at the Fox people who read teleprompters and just recite anything.
Well, anything.
They just say
stuff.
Actually
misread a lot. Yeah.
Misread teleprompters and just say shit. You look at someone like a high paid lunatic on Fox News and then compare them to that dossier.
Well,
you're just like,
Rush
are you
Limbaugh,
kidding?
Drug addict.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, and then now they're bringing back Crossfire and CNN this week. Except for, I think somebody's there trying to like save their soul from the devil from doing the gavel to gavel on Zimmerman.
No, fuck that. Yes.
But Crossfire's coming back. Yes. So then they had the little teaser for Crossfire, and they have Newt Gingrich say something about gay marriage and about the sanctity of marriage. And luckily, he was smart enough to realize that I can never remember that black guy's name. He's so attractive. All I think is I want to fuck him.
Don Lemon?
No. He's going to be on Crossfire. He's so attractive.
I'm just picking out people on CNN.
Yeah, and I can't think of his name.
I was just thinking of hot black guys.
He was from...
I was going to say Taye Diggs. Way wrong.
I don't think Taye Diggs is going to be on a panel with Newt Gingrich.
He said black guy, hot. You at least went same genre there of entertainment.
But Taye Diggs would have been fine. But this guy, he's on Crossfire. He was with the Obama campaign. And you could just see them both. The woman that was... the main campaign strategist for Obama and this guy who...
I know who you're talking about.
And just glaze over when Newt Gingrich started talking. Oh, and he had to stick with Supreme Court stuff because they're like, oh, bring it. Just say one word about the sanctity of marriage when you left a dying woman in her bed for the woman you're fucking.
So gross.
Bring it.
Yeah. Come on. Awesome. Come on, fat boy.
Come
let's
on,
go.
Fat, yeah, exactly. Come on, fat
good
fatty.
For you,
bring it
Newt.
On.
Yeah. There you go, buddy.
Oh, we'll get to, I think we can get to one more short story before we pause for the crossover. We will continue headlines on the other side of of hour two. But we will go to the lovely, and I have not been there. Have anybody been to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Has anybody?
You
have?
I have.
I'm sure it's a lovely city. Apparently they have a bell there that I've heard a few things about.
No, that's Philadelphia.
It's in Pennsylvania.
So
I'm so close.
You're
never
in the right
there
state.
A lot of pee.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. A woman was fired from...
We're 500 miles apart, but go ahead.
I got to East Coast. That's all I fucking need to get at this point.
Pretty much I'm with Clayton.
I don't like to travel, so I'm probably not going to see it. A woman
not in Pittsburgh.
If you make it, don't look real hard for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that where's
get
the basement
your
of the Alamo?
Get out because it's a ways away.
Fuck you.
Get those.
Great distance.
Get those glasses on. You'll need them.
Okay. So a woman fired from a Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania area spa has sued, saying she was wrongly fired after she refused to let another employee perform a hair removing wax procedure on her during training. Jennifer Finley has sued the European Wax Center. Finley contends that she understood that part of her job was going to be to perform procedures that removes hair from the pubic area on customers, but Finley said that she didn't want to be forced to have the procedure done to herself. Quote, she was asked to expose her most private parts to her coworkers to their view and their touch. Finley's attorney said, who, by the way, is named Janice Russell. For whatever reason, we need to know her name.
At least she's got one.
Finley said that she knew that she and coworkers would be practicing waxing techniques on each other, but that nothing was ever mandatory or was said that it was too mandatory. I was willing to have different parts of my body waxed, for example, my arm or my eyebrows. A woman who answered the spa's phone Tuesday said the owner, Ryan Glastein, had no comment. Finley is seeking lost pay and other damages. Oh, my God.
To her hoo-ha.
To her hoo-ha. So, because apparently she did not want to get waxed.
That seems fair, though.
Yeah.
Or at least let coworkers...
I don't want my coworkers know what my business looks like.
Leave my business
My business out of it.
What about my business?
You never know about your business. Going out of business, apparently, she was.
Apparently.
Well, it's the end of hour one. We've still got some more headlines coming up. Katie, at some point, is going to make some mixed drinks in our lovely blender
sitting
over here.
Drinking game is when they're coming out.
Oh, it's come. Oh, well, we're moments away from that. We're going to finish some headlines up as we come back at the beginning of hour two. Whew, it feels like we've already been here for 3 days. I don't know why.
Is that a rude comment?
If I had my zoomies, I could probably see it at the end of the show.
You can see into the future.
But I can't. Anyway, it's the end of hour one. Join us. We got hours two and three coming, the drinking game, and much more. Stick around.
You've been listening to The Show on Q Talk America. This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Well, here we are once again. It's the beginning of hour two. It's 8 o'clock. You are in studio live with the cast of the show. I'm Clayton McKee. Thank you for being here. Alongside me for this adventure into God knows what, it's Katie June, Marnie Ryer, and Al Perkins, our cast of the show. We are normally in studio with you every Tuesday night, 7 to 10, Arizona time. A lot going on, and we are going to continue with some headlines in a minute. We are going to start our drinking game, and when we do, Katie is going to furnish some blended beverages from our lovely in-studio blender. So
we haven't used her in a while.
We haven't.
Well, time to break her out.
Well, like Al said, it is. I think it's blended drink weather.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Based it is. On
bowels of hell high. Yeah.
Satan's
that's
asshole.
What I like to think of it.
So let's continue on. We got some more headlines. What you got, Marn?
Well, I'd like to discuss the notorious RBG.
Oh,
I'd like to talk about
sounds good.
That. I know, I enjoy it. It's have you guys ever been on Tumblr?
I have.
Tumblr, I enjoy it.
I look at Andrew Christian's Tumblr. It's special.
Well,
it's special.
So,
do you have to Google Tumblr?
No.
There's a new star.
It's an app.
Yeah, there's a new star on Tumblr, and it's the notorious RBG.
Okay.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Mm. Oh, is she out there Instagramming or tweeting is she doing?
She's
pancreatic cancer, 90 years old, and still got a finger in the pie.
Well, there's a part of me, and you know. Well, I might as well go for it. That whole Mandela thing, I mean, really, you know, I'm going to be going to hell for that and multiple other things.
I think we're all going.
But I kind of think, you know, the notorious RBG should be the next one up there because she seriously was just hanging on.
Oh, my God. Barely.
Waiting
she's
for this.
But she's been barely hanging on for like 8 years.
Right. That's true. But now she's got this under her belt. So she is good. She might need to be the next one on the list.
She got what under her belt? You going to tell us?
The Supreme Court.
Really.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought she was waiting for Mandela to go first. And then she's. I wasn't sure.
She is. She keeps listing things of what she's getting. She's got like a bucket list that never stops.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty true. But there,
Optimism.
So she's only the second woman.
I'm going to learn to play the banjo. Fuck it.
Anybody got a picker? Well.
Careful. Go ahead.
Things said by Paula Deen.
My name is Evelyn. We needed an afro.
Anyway, I just thought it was fantastic that because she's been such a big deal for breaking down barriers and supporting women and
love
doing
her.
Everything else. Yeah, she's pretty fantastic and doesn't look like she would be, but really is. I mean, that whole stereotyping of looking at somebody and be like, oh, no, she's a crusty old thing. But no, she's pretty fantastic. And now she is a Tumblr.
I picture her doing gymnastics, and it's not pretty in that robe.
Somebody's gonna lose a hip.
No, lots of different the memes and the different photos and videos. And
so I need to look up. I need to look up Ruth Bader Ginsburg on Tumblr.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Right?
Yes. Okay.
God bless her. And still battling pancreatic cancer.
Yeah.
If I'm not.
No, but they didn't find a cure.
Is that why she is? Yeah. I mean, she's pretty thin old gal.
Yeah, she really.
I'm guessing. No,
well, and it was fantastic when that. The decision came down 5-4 and this whole thing. And so I took a picture of the Supreme Court because I wanted to make it my cover
photo.
You
were
there? Really? And I wanted to make it my cover photo. And I put this 5-4 thing and equals equality and blah, blah, blah. And it was really quite fantastic. And then I went to put it
because Ginsburg is sitting there like this.
Wouldn't that be awesome? Oh, my God. I would love that. No, actually, the problem was Ginsburg, like I put it up as my cover photo. And I sat there and I'm like, why are there only 8? There are only 8 on here. And whatever happened when I was making it, it cut her off of the corner.
Symbolic.
And I went, oh, this is not okay. So I thank God before I hit
allegedly she was only going to make it to day one of, like, to November 7th or November 8th. Like, she was only going to stay until she knew Obama was reelected, which was the rumor that was going around.
I remember that.
Because she is so ill, and I guess, like, I think doctors and nurses are standing by while she reads. Like, I mean, she's full-blown cancer and was just making sure that she was replaced by a liberal judge because,
sure.
I mean, we complain about it. If we were on a different kind of talk radio, we would be bitching about the fact that she doesn't vary much in her
decisions.
But I never did get the whole 7-2 vote on kicking out Prop 8. I never did. I know that Sotomayor, like, voted with the 7. I never did see how they voted, and I wanted to read more about that, but I got so caught up in the party.
Well, that's very interesting. Yeah. She has a full Tumblr page. She certainly does. Yeah.
I mean, God bless her.
Yeah, that's cool. Roberts voted against Prop 8, and it was pretty cool. Anyway, I just thought it was fun that someone as prominent as her and yet kind of off in the shadows
and
at the same time.
I'm really old.
Just like you said, very sickly.
But we are realizing that she has people that do this for her. She is
Of course. Yeah. But I just think it's fine. Instead of the notorious B.I.G., she is the notorious R.B.G.
I love it.
I love it when the people out there, they do get somebody, because they realize the impact that social media does have. Somebody like that who clearly normally doesn't give a damn about it, but they're realizing, well, to get the messages out, that's what they need.
Yep. So...
Well, here's a different message that this gentleman got out. And in an era where everybody's suing everybody for everything, and though I am overly tired of seeing, though I realize it is an important case and I understand they have to go through it, the Zimmerman case, and
we can go with highlights.
We don't
need the minutia.
All of the shit that's going on. I don't need what you call it, gavel to gavel coverage. I don't need all that. I can catch it up on the nightly news, the 3 minutes that they want to tell me about the whole goddamn day. I don't need to watch it. Well, here over in the lovely San Diego, the mayor called the case stupid, and the jury swiftly said it shouldn't stick, and taking literally an eraser to a vandalism charges for a man who wrote anti-bank slogans on San Diego sidewalks. A Superior Court jury deliberated for 5 whole hours after a 4-day trial. 4 days they spent money on this trial, acquitting Jeff Olson on Monday of 13 misdemeanor charges that could have, if sentenced, could have brought him 13 years in jail and a $13,000 fine. Olson, who is 40, was charged with scrawling messages like, quote, shame on B of A and no thanks to big banks in water-soluble chalk on sidewalks outside of San Diego area Bank of America branches from April through August of last year. He also included a drawing of an octopus reaching for dollar bills. The trial was the latest in a series of spats between City Attorney Jan Goldsmith, who prosecuted the case, and Mayor Bob Filner, who called it a nonsense prosecution.
It's water-soluble.
Right, that it came in response to complaints from Bank of America. It's washable chalk, it's political slogans, Mayor Filner said last week. I think it's a stupid case, and it is costing the city money. Jail time is highly unusual for graffiti convictions, which typically result in just fines and community service. The city's attorney office said it offered to reduce the charges if Olson agreed to perform community service by cleaning up the graffiti, but he refused. The office said the case was then referred to them by the police department. Though graffiti does remain vandalism in the state of California, actually it's vandalism anywhere, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
The city attorney was trying to defend it, saying that under the law, there is no First Amendment right to deface property, even if writing it is easily removed, whether the message is aimed at banks or any other person or group. We are, however, sympathetic to the strong public reaction in this case and the jury's message.
Now, that's a strong public reaction. They're reacting to Skank of America, as I like to call them.
Just being
offended that, like, the only... You know what Zimmerman needed to do? Get a job at Bank of America, and then no one would have prosecuted him.
There's that.
Have your vagina shoot somebody in a movie theater, then no one will care.
But I thought it was even
nobody will regulate it. Wow.
The judge in the case actually imposed a gag order on the participants during the trial for those 4 or 5 days, refusing to allow, and he also refused to allow Olson's attorney to argue that the messages were constitutionally protected free speech. Instead, the attorney argued the messages caused no damages and were not malicious.
That's ridiculous.
To anybody. And basically, they dismissed all of it.
They can borrow my pocket hose.
We're going to get into that whole. We're going to tie in all of these stories soon.
spray it off.
No, at the very end of all this, the one thing that he said, the gentleman who was allegedly convicted of all this, says, I couldn't have done a better job if I'd have rented an airplane with a banner and put billboards all over town. I got more press out of this than I even wanted.
Yeah, that's all he cares about, because he probably got a public defender, so... All he did was cause the city more money to realize that Skank of America is criminals. No, I bet I would. If that's what you were convicting me with, and you know that graffiti only carries a fine,
sure.
I'd be like, give me the public defender. I did it on purpose.
A city attorney prosecuted the case, but it doesn't say anything about...
But if you're a criminal, you have the right to an attorney, or one will be provided for you if you cannot afford it.
But it doesn't say that if he was provided or if it was his own. It does not say.
I would imagine it was either someone who knew him and agreed with his
right.
water-soluble... proclamations.
That's ridiculous.
Or he just took the public defender and fucked the city more.
Right.
Like, you want to bring this? Come on.
Come on.
Right.
Let's rumble.
Yeah.
Well, what about butter porn for Vegas?
We need to do the drinking, because my drinking word is made for this.
Okay.
So wait, do we need to do the drinking word now?
I like it. And everybody's got, you got to do it. It only counts in a Southern accent.
Yes, I can't wait for it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get my beverage ready.
Okay. I got to do a couple things right quick. Hang on. And boom, boom, boom. There's this. And there's so much. I wasn't prepared. I didn't realize we had to do all this right this quick.
I know. It's
but so we'll do the drinking disclaimer and come back with more headlines. Is that what we're doing? Got it. Here we go.
And now, a drink along. We dare you to stay awake during this royalty-free music and to play a drinking game with us. If you are currently or soon to be driving a car, you cannot play. If you are presently the primary caregiver for children and or the elderly, you may desperately want to play, but no. If you are listening from a rehab facility, you are disqualified because you already hit bottom. And that means you already won this game at least once. If playing this game is in any way illegal for you, put the bottle down and make better life choices. There is no good in your goodbye, and there is no lifeguard on duty, so you will be swimming at your own risk. Tell your lawyer to take the fucking day off. You can't sue us. We warned you. Good luck.
Well, in honor of Tennessee Williams and Paula Deen, our drinking words could be mendacity!
Whoa!
With a banjo!
That was well played.
Mendacity.
I don't think I know this word.
Oh, it means lies. So in Catana,
Katie doesn't know it either.
So in Catana Hot Tin Roof, when Big Daddy keeps finding out that his hot, and I'll just do spoiler alerts all over Catana Hot Tin Roof if you've never seen
people
it.
People have seen it.
If you've seen the movie, you don't know what the hell they're talking about, because it's under the Hays Code, so every reference to what's wrong with Brick is omitted from it. But if you've seen the play, you know that Brick is gay. Okay. And he was in love with his high school sports mate or whatever the hell he was.
Okay.
So as it's coming out about why Maggie's not pregnant and why she's so horny and what's going on, is because Brick's gay. He's never going to fuck her.
Oh.
So that's all Big Daddy keeps saying is mendacity.
Okay.
Mendacity. No, right. You people are filled with mendacity.
That's, that's our drinking word, mendacity.
And it's so all I keep thinking is I wanted Paula Deen or Bubba or any one of those good old Southern boys just say mendacity.
Jesus.
Now I'm an insane Southern person. And if they had a bell to do it, God bless them all.
Oh, they would have been all about it.
Mendacity.
We cannot go through the rest of this program without a Southern accent. That's going to kill Clayton.
How would you like this to be spelled?
The correctly?
So
M-E-N-D-A-C-I-T.
Mendacity? Not mandacity. It's
M-E-N-D-A-C-I-T-Y. Mendacity.
I want to make sure for legal purposes that we have that correct.
That's right.
Me too. Let me see how it auto-corrects it. Oh, no, it lets it go.
Nice.
I had to Google two words today.
That's good stuff. I like it.
Untruthfulness. So go ahead, start your Paula Deen story. We just went to dead air for no reason.
Now we have it's on the
I
the screen.
I wasn't sure what was happening.
No, I thought you had a mendacity story.
Well, she does.
I do.
I'm not playing a banjo riff, if that's what you're waiting for.
I wasn't sure what you're going to break out with those Zoom glasses.
I don't have them here.
If you could see Nashville from here.
No, you can't.
I can see Nashville from my house.
I used to live in Nashville. And we didn't call it Nashville. It was Nashville.
Nashville.
Well,
if you get dropped by everybody else, mendacity, then you.
Beautifully realized.
Thank you. You too can become a porn star. A MILF, as it were.
Oh, Christ, mothers I'd like to fuck. Mendacity.
My name is Evelyn.
That video is fucking nuts.
I got my white flower power.
PureMature.com. Do not Google it.
No, do not.
Whatever you do. Because Erin did Google it, and she got a face full of vagina. Mendacity.
Not the first time.
Nope.
True.
Well,
stand by. Katie,
not
no,
mendacity.
Katie, wait.
There we go.
Katie, we may have
this
a problem.
Is real.
Yeah, well, it's going to you're going to have
that's
that everywhere.
No, we're going to hold
nope,
it down.
We're good. All right. Hold it down.
Hang
hold
on.
It
we
down.
Have, hang on. Wait.
Hold
wait,
on.
Hold on. Hold,
hold on.
Hold
the porn.
Hey, oh, here we
hold
go.
Hold the butter porn.
We're blending.
Mendacity. Yeehaw.
We're blending a drink over here in the corner. These are Ruthie's. Is that an stand by. We have a blender emergency in studio.
There's a lot happening. We're very busy.
We have a lot. Sorry to interrupt your headlines, Marnie, but this is
hey,
very
you know
important.
What? Really?
What the hell was that?
Excuse me. Sorry.
Jeez. God damn. Are we okay?
Oh, he's a cup now.
You are it.
Yeah, right.
we can drink out of our new mugs.
Oh, I love it.
I don't need to wash mine. There's alcohol in them there, Hills.
I think I went like this.
The alcohol.
I feel like I'm on Moonshiners all the time.
I was going to say, just go ahead and blow it, but maybe we'll leave that alone.
Go ahead.
What the egg don't, what the whiskey don't kill, the egg will.
I think you can fill it a little more, Katie.
Don't be stingy.
Yeah, and I just need a touch. Just that's plenty.
Oh, sure.
No, my wine's really good. He's like, as delicious as these are, my wine's
my wine
fucking
is
rocking.
Fill your cup there, Katie. Oh, you need more.
No, well, I have some of mine.
I'll make more.
Yeah. We'll make more.
Right. I went to totalwine.com.
All right. Drinking word is still mendacity. All right. Continue on, Marnie, with your MILF story.
Butter porn is what I'm discussing.
Butter porn.
Butter porn. Mendacity. So, again, puremature.com. Do not Google it.
Do not.
Face full of vagina.
I'm going to Google it right now.
I'm sure you would. Puremature.com.
Oh, you have a bendy straw.
Love bendy straws. Yes, I do.
They're in there. I'll grab you one.
Look at my chilled cunt mug.
Well, my cunt is chili.
My cunt is delicious.
Mendacity.
Things you can learn on that website you're talking about.
Oh, Jesus.
Pure mature.
We are just shitting all over a really good story. Go ahead.
Good.
Anyway, so following the admission that she made these racist remarks, Paul Dean. Can't believe it's not butter porn.
Slid right in. I thought it was butter.
Chewing on butter. Companies have been dumping her right and left.
They have.
Paul Dean, Target, and Walmart, and everybody. Food Network, obviously.
Almost, yes.
Hey-o. But there's someone who's...
Yeah, pure mature. Whoa.
Some of those shots may look familiar, Katie.
This is not, they are not messing around.
Now, are those in Nantucket?
Yeah,
some penis.
Thank you. I've seen it before. Not that one particular.
Yeah, exactly.
Mendacity.
I'm not familiar.
So, if anyone fully plays this game of mendacity or...
They're fucked up.
Now, there's a porn company, puremature.com, that is offering her six figures to endorse the website.
Oh, just to endorse it.
Are any of those figures skinny?
Well, here's my favorite.
She's going to become Miss Mona from Bessemer Horror House.
Full-figured or thin, arthritic or diabetic, you embody our perfect spokesperson.
Oh, my gosh.
The company wrote that to Dean, adding that she's a MILF. And they are willing to offer her six figures for very little work. Since there's no nudity required. What is she, just chewing on a, like, stick of butter or what?
You think this is good? Click on
this.
We call
it butter, right?
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Barbara Walters. Barbara Seville needs to get on that.
Seriously.
She seriously needs.
That video that she did was bananas good.
Yeah.
I'll text her right now.
She needs to do
some kind of play on puremature.com.
Puremature. She needs to do an audition tape for puremature.com.
Like puremature.com or something, but...
I wouldn't even ask for money for suggestions.
Was she eating butter in that video, by the way? right?
Yes. It, total butter and drinking an ultra.
Made me want to barf. It looked like she was eating butter. She
had Barbara Saville is who we're talking about.
Yes.
By the way, so she, because her video editing software kept crashing, she couldn't edit it together to make it what she wanted. So she had to do it in one take all live. Yeah. That's why she keeps laughing and had to actually eat the butter and swallow it and keep going.
Yeah. And my biggest fear was that poor thing had margarine in her mouth. Because butter, I could see getting through it. I mean, you're going to shit for a day. But if you had to make me eat like oleo or margarine, I'd be like, oh, hells no. Mendacity. No. That
Mendacity.
Ain't butter.
Mendacity. So this actually you thought was perhaps a story from The Onion. Not. That even though she's going to lose millions, they say she probably will steer clear from endorsing PureMature.com.
Probably. And
by the way,
and based on only the four cycling photos on the top, it's probably a real good idea.
Yeah. It's one of those times where you say to yourself, I might be a millionaire already.
You know who she went to?
So funny.
She went and has hired, she's actually hired the PR person
the lady
in
that
DC.
Scandal is based on.
Brilliant.
And she's hired her.
But now,
and she's been on The View.
Genius.
She is, I mean, she's not as skinny as what's her face on Scandal, but she is.
Because she eats.
Yeah, but she's really
that
beautiful.
Show is,
I love it.
I
know, poor Harrison. I feel bad about that. But I just thought that was hysterical.
So auto correction, just so you know, I was typing pure, mature, and it auto corrected it to premature. So
premature.com. Poor Barbara. Now she got a complex. Mendacity. I come when I'm ready.
I had to send her a corrected version. Barbara, it's not premature.com. It's puremature.com. Totally different site.
And again, really, maybe send the note along with that to just be ready for a face full of vagina.
Well, it's Barbara. Barbara's been around a while. She's used to that.
She's been around a block.
Yeah.
Or two.
Well, maybe she'll draw hers better now. She's seen a real one.
We're not sure it's real. It's mendacity. It's a mendacity vagina.
I love this word.
It's good stuff. So, done.
Okay.
Butterfun.
And I seriously was watching the Bubba, or not Bubba, but whatever her son's name, because Bubba's her brother.
Correct.
I was watching the sons do the interview, and the one's just bigger, and he was sitting there silently while the other one talked like he was a mute from some TV show that I have not watched yet.
Of Mice and Men.
Exactly. Oh, my God. Now we need another word. Tell me about the farm, George. So all of a sudden, I was like, oh, I need him to just yell out mendacity and walk away and just walk into that lake. Is there nowhere else to do this interview in front of this swamp-ass lake with mosquitoes? Like, this is it?
That's the South.
Keeping stereotypes alive. I was lovely, though. I'd like to. If I had $17 million a year, I'd live there.
I would.
We will wrap up this. We are running. I can't believe how late we're running for this.
I told you. That's why I didn't get much ready. I'm like, we got a lot to talk about.
And I knew this would be a touching story for you, and I knew you'd appreciate. So I just want to make sure that
you're
people
not going to touch me during it.
No intention of ever touching you. Yeah, I'm not touching your mendacity for nothing.
Got to get my lawyer ready.
My mendacity.
Can you show me on the doll where you're going to touch me first to see if I'm okay with it?
Are you okay? Here and here and here. Oh, can I pick one of those?
We should bring a doll.
Bring top 10 places you'd like to touch me on the doll.
We may have to start bringing a mannequin in with us. Just a gender neutral mannequin to start.
Gender neutral. I am not gender neutral.
Not you.
Despite my voice.
Actually, you're kind of asexual. So that's.
I'm pansexual.
Lies. People been telling about me.
Well, police say a Salem, Massachusetts man has been arrested after he came looking for a remote control for a neighbor's stolen television. They are not the smartest people. The Salem News reports Miguel Suarez is facing charges including receiving stolen property and malicious destruction of property. Police say that the TV was stolen Friday after its owner told Suarez that she'd be out for the evening, but they say on Sunday Suarez barged into the apartment and said he was searching for the remote. When his neighbor said, well, the thieves took it, Suarez said, no, they didn't. Police say Suarez briefly ran into her bedroom where they Police say Suarez briefly ran into his bedroom when they visited on Monday. Police say they later found the damaged TV outside the window after it apparently had just recently been tossed out. Suarez does live on the sixth floor. They found it six floors below. His attorney says Suarez. His attorney says Suarez denies the allegation and pled not guilty at his arraignment. I love it when I wasn't going to do this until she said, "Well, the thieves took it." He's like, "No, they didn't."
Now, did he also have a lot of ass things?
Exactly.
We're still looking.
We're looking. We're looking into okay. it. Yeah.
Now, if you ever wondered where did the term shrieking harpy come from, it might be from people who've heard my voice before.
Shrieking harpy?
Where the fuck did that come from?
Because all I'm thinking is, like, if I ever listen to this show back, and I might not, wow, my voice is grating.
No homo.
It's gotten on my nerves in, like, less than 3 seconds.
No homo. God damn. It's going to be one of those nights, isn't it? We got 90 more minutes of this.
I'm so glad I didn't drive here.
Oh, fuck. That's funny. Mm-hmm. That's very funny.
Marm, do you have one more? You want me to wrap this up?
No. If you want to wrap it up, we can. I just have one question. Is that Lisa Jackson that sued Paula Deen for racism? Is she black?
Oh, no, that's my story. That's in entertainment.
So that's in entertainment because just do you have it that they're using the Prop 8?
Yep. Got
already. It. Done.
We're gonna tie all that in. I just need to. I need to see one of your stories.
What do you need to see?
One of your stories tied into this whole thing. So
that's what you meant by that's all gonna come together. Okay.
Do you enter when I play your entertainment thing?
Well, we're almost there. We're almost there.
Please.
We have one more little thing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
In the midst of all of our jocularity that we have had this evening, I just wanted this one story. If you've not seen this, and you can go to our Facebook page, I put a link to the story. Channel 3 here in Phoenix aired the story. Bette Midler has been connecting with her fans across the globe for decades, but it's her recent interaction with one of her supporters in Tucson that has most recently gone viral. Anna Greenberg, 28-year-old, terminally ill from a rare form of cancer that had spread both to her lungs and her brain. Greenberg was a huge Bette Midler fan, and knowing that her time was limited, that she wanted nothing more than to meet the legendary entertainer. Greenberg got to fulfill her wish when she met Midler at the premiere of the movie Parental Guidance. But with just days left to live, Greenberg and Midler got to share one last moment together. And seriously, when you watch this video on the news report, you will cry. It is the most amazing thing. They were on the phone. The video shows Greenberg in her hospital bed. She's on a speakerphone with Midler. Midler says to her, "You're such an angel, such a wonderful soul. I'm so glad that I got a chance to meet you," Midler told Greenberg over the phone as she lay in her hospital bed. While the two shared one final conversation, Greenberg asked Midler if she could fulfill one last request. She said, quote, "Could you fulfill one of my dreams and sing Wind Beneath My Wings to me?" "Of course, angel, I will." And then Midler goes into performing the a cappella version of her hit single over the phone before telling Greenberg that she loved her and she would never forget her. Sadly, Greenberg passed away just 3 days after that conversation with Midler, but the family recorded the video. I was sitting there just crying in front of my computer. It's so touching.
I was almost wishing for a terminal disease during parts of it.
Bet it's Al. The family had recorded.
Hey, it's a phone call.
The family recorded the video of the phone conversation and showing Greenberg in her deal. The family just released the video of their conversation as a tribute to both the loved one they lost and Midler's kind heart. And while she's no longer with them, Greenberg's friend and family will always remember that her final wish was able to become reality, courtesy of the one and only divine Miss M. I just thought that was such a wonderful, touching story. It was just beautiful.
It's hard to watch. Somebody sent it to me a couple days ago, and I'm like, well, that's just mean.
Well, when you watch the video that's from Channel 3, when they toss back to the reporter that's watching the story that she even produced, you can tell that it's completely affecting her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
it's
something.
Just to have anybody in your deathbed hum a few bars from Wind Beneath My Wings to you, that's pretty good.
Yeah,
to have the lady herself.
The lady herself.
Divine Miss M.
Yeah,
it was sad. 28
years old. Yeah, 28, and she lost her battle with that.
And I'd still argue with her that I'm a bigger fan, even though she was dying.
Just don't. Maybe just like right this moment,
just for that. Just let it go.
Let her be the biggest fan.
I would have an inner dialogue for about 10 minutes. Right. Like,
and of course,
I'm really glad
Katie
you weren't
June
her nurse.
And I would be like,
then,
outside.
Or excuse me, her waiter. I'm glad you weren't her waiter.
Bitch,
she's
give me
dying,
that phone.
And you're like, I'm sorry, bitch. I'm the biggest.
You know who I am,
Bet. I'm so sorry this is happening. Let's go have a chat in the other room.
He'd be screaming in her face, Mendacity!
Encore! I just that's have who a, I shall be released.
You're from the back corner. Encore! Actual biggest fan. Right
I just here. Have a couple things for you to sign and we'll be done.
We'll be right out of here.
We're going to come right back with entertainment and Al. And then we got sports, more drinking word with Mandacity. Awesome. We may get to the Death Watch. We're not sure. We'll be right back on Q-Talk America.
You're listening to Q-Talk America.
I'm straight.
I'm gay.
I'm bisexual.
And I give a damn about equality.
Want to know why?
Because one hate crime is committed approximately every hour of every day in this country.
Imagine walking down the street and wondering if this is the day you'll get beaten up or even killed simply because of who you are.
Because many gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender teens who come out to their parents are thrown out of their homes.
Imagine confiding in the people you trust most, only to be rejected and tossed out with no place to go.
Because during the past 16 years, over 13,000 men and women have been discharged from the military for being gay.
Imagine being willing to sacrifice your life to protect and defend this country, only to be kicked out of the military because of who you love.
These are just a few of the reasons why we care about equality.
It is time for things to change.
We all have to get involved.
We all have to give a damn.
I give a damn.
Do you?
Join us at wegiveadamn.org to learn more.
This is the Q Talk America Radio Network.
Entertainment from the Shrieking Harpy! David Bowie is offered a role in the next season of Hannibal, playing Hannibal's uncle.
Ooh,
just creepy thinking
David
about
Bowie.
It. Glee cast shakes everything up. Melissa Ooh. McCarthy has the second big hit of the year. Rex Ooh. Reed is still a fucking asshole. Under the Dome gets huge ratings and will start a new summer trend for network television. Walking Dead does a preview on the 4th of July. And Paula Deen is using Prop 8 to get out of a lawsuit. And she may be using it correctly.
Yeah. By the way, I think the voice you're missing is Eric Roberts.
Oh.
Oh, God, I hope I'm not physically Who's attracted Eric to Roberts? Eric Roberts. Julia Roberts' brother.
Brother.
Mm-hmm. Father of Emma Roberts.
I'll have to look up that.
Oh. Yeah, no, Emma.
The
and
audio,
Julia.
The audio for the tragic, Give a Damn campaign is taken better. Directly from the Give yeah. a Damn campaign's...
yeah, I got to watch the video. Yeah. God, I hope I'm not sexually attracted to Eric Roberts, but the way my titties got hurt, I gotta say maybe I was. Mendacity. All right. First things first. So, this Hannibal, which please catch up to it. This show is, I mean, it's disturbing. Keep the lights
on. I don't think
on.
I had that channel.
Be ready for gore. It's called NBC. and I don't know what it's doing. I still can't figure it out, but I figure NBC's so broke, they took the deal. But well done. And David Bowie was offered a role. They haven't said whether he's going to take it. And the uncle is in the books, the later books of Hannibal, when Thomas Harris was just cashing a paycheck. But he is. But in the movies, in the books... the time frame is so much different. Like the time frame of Silence of the Lambs, because that was written in the 80s, his uncle was from World War II and was killed by Nazi Germans. That will be changed to get us into 2013.
I hope so.
To be killed by zombies?
Because A,
zombies. Yeah, perfect.
Because A, he's alive, and B, he would be 106.
Well,
And it's still
it
David Bowie,
happen.
Who's looking pretty good. And on a side note, if I may have you seen those new... In a
Please
Speedo
do.
Pictures of Greg Louganis?
No. Yes.
Mendacity. If that is not Photoshop, then I am back on board. Back on board.
Oh, no, I think
you mean for going to the gym or just him?
Oh, him.
I wasn't sure.
To be clear.
That is the carrot to dangle, girls, because, she's pretty.
wait, this is new. I'm looking up Greg Louganis right
These
now.
Recent,
he was
he
a
He just did a photo shoot.
Hottie patati when he was younger. Yeah. So now he has a... This new photo shoot.
Because he's
him.
Gray, great hair, and he's got white.
He's a really good
looking
guy.
That's it. That's
yeah,
this
hot, is hot,
and
I remember a couple things from the '76 Olympics. One, I love Dorothy Hamill, and if I could have grown my hair into that bob, I would have done it.
Oh, like, I had that cut.
I wanted to climb up on Bruce Jenner and do every dirty thing that could be done, and then that 16-year-old Greg Louganis climbed that ladder, and I thought, oh, mama.
And I was always really happy that Mario Lopez played him in the movie.
Oh, me too. Oh, that's just so many good things
all
on one TV screen.
Yeah, yes. Those are all my stories separated, so you can pick out which one you want.
I know this one.
Yeah, Greg Louganis looking fabulous still.
Yeah, he might be this.
And I met him. I actually got.
You did?
I met him. He was here in town. He was at Obelisk years ago doing a book signing.
Oh, he was. Yes.
My friend Bill Holmes really, really loved him. So I took Bill's copy of his book and had him autograph it to Bill and then gave it to Bill.
I was all on board till I read the book and I found out he was kind of like a pussy and let people push him around and was abused. I'm like, oh, no. We do not do. We don't do that here. We fight back. I'm sorry. We don't do that kind of shit. Glee cast firings, which is kind of funny and kind of like Jane Lynch did a big interview because they're first off that Glee got renewed for two more seasons has everybody kind of like
I'm even baffled.
That's surprising,
but especially because Smash was canceled and it was better.
But Glee's ratings are huge and they sell records. Like Glee's making money off everything.
Well, yeah, and I love some of Glee.
Yeah,
they jumped the shark after they had to send that initial cast. Though. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yes,
and
right.
it's all money. I mean, it's a business. So Heather Morris got pregnant at the end of last season, and they had to like do that quick.
She's our hometown girl, by the way.
Hometown girl, and she had told them from the beginning she was trying to get pregnant. It's a boyfriend she's had since high school. So she was always out of the show.
Which one is that?
Brittany.
The dumb. Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
So she had told them that she was with this guy. She was only meant to go on and teach them the single ladies dance. She was never supposed to have a line.
She was a choreographer. Yeah. That's it.
Yep.
No, not even a choreographer. It's Zach Woodley is the choreographer. She was brought in because she was Beyonce's backup dancer. And someone knew her.
I didn't realize
and
that.
And they were teach us the... She had done the dance so many times on so many award shows. They're like, if you can just teach... Because they're terrible dancers. If you could just speed it up and teach them faster. And then she was funny. And then they put her in the cheerleader outfit. And she didn't have lines till about six episodes in. And then finally they gave her some stuff to say.
And she was hysterical. She was like one of my favorites.
You went to the tour, right? You went to the tour that first
and
season.
And stopped them with Brady. Oh, my God. I keep forgetting you
were there. But remember, they kept showing Brittany lines on the screen. And I was cracking up because I'm like, I thought I was the only one that liked Brittany. And then they're showing it. And I'm she's become a sensation.
She's
dolphins are gay
hysterical.
Sharks. Like all this stuff she said. So she's gone, which she knew was coming. Other Asian, hairy chum.
Hot. Not mad at.
The dancer?
Great dancer.
Right.
Yeah. Great body.
He is such a good dancer.
But if you remember, Sue Sylvester in the first season called him Asian and other Asian, and he was other Asian.
Other Asian, yes. So, she was doing a roll call. Gay, he's cripple, gone. Asian,
oh my
other
God.
Asian.
Other Asian, yeah.
That's the best.
Aretha. Aretha's gone. Amber Riley is gone.
She's totally, she really was only in one or two episodes this last season.
Right. So there was no big surprises. The big one was that Heather Morris is not continuing on with the show. She's having the baby. She's leaving.
Yay for her. Yeah, I'm glad. But that's a bummer.
She was, and also
she was a good kind of holdover from that original cast.
Right.
You know, you miss those original peeps.
And then it was announced that Gemma Mays, who plays the guidance counselor, who always cracks me up. And even if she's not funny, just pause your screen and look at what the pamphlets
say.
Why do I have hair down there?
I love her.
If he beats me, does he still love me? I mean, they're hysterical. Right. And there are whole episodes where I would just pause and read all the pamphlets.
Why?
STDs my way. Stupid shit.
So fucking funny. Right. One of those just nice little tricks. I have to go back to my list. Melissa McCarthy. Now, no one expected it to be number one. Everyone knew that Monsters University was going to carry over as the number one movie. Everyone assumed. I think it's called White House Down because the guy whose name that I love him, but I never get his name right. Tatum Channing. Okay, I never get. Don't feel bad. Even the guys I want to fuck, I don't know their names. Everyone was expecting his
now
movie.
I'm hearing the song in my head. You're
Channing my Tatum.
Exactly. Mendacity. So that
good
movie
call.
Tanked, and Melissa McCarthy and Sandra Bullock came in at a really solid number two, like a $15 million higher than it was expected.
That's great.
This
I heard
is like
it was
the
hysterical.
First female buddy movie, and they won't count Bridesmaids because that was more of an
more
ensemble.
More ensemble, sure.
That this is the first female buddy movie in like 15 years, and they're like, it's time to do something about it.
What would be the other one? Thelma and Louise?
No, I mean, you should see how far back they had to go.
Oh.
And speaking of that,
a buddy comedy.
Right, a buddy comedy. It's years and years.
Bette Midler? I'm picturing Bette Midler and
Lily Tomlin,
Big Business,
and then they mentioned
First Wives Club. First Wives Club,
but that would be
Shelley Long.
With Shelley Long,
I think that buddy.
And
they
that
really
would be
mean
so
like
damn funny, and I never remember what it's called.
Yeah,
But when Beth you say Midler a buddy again, comedy, they actually mean just two.
Just two. Yeah. Just oh, like okay. you would yeah. be with a buddy comedy. Yeah. Like they
and like the way Step Brothers.
Right.
Which
right.
is hysterical.
Or how they sold the White House down as a buddy movie because it's the two guys saving the world, you know, they got each other's back.
Isn't that supposed to be horrible?
Is Ted a buddy movie? The guy and his
yes. Yeah. That's a good example. Yeah, movie. It is. It's
Turner and Hooch, I think
are buddy. Right. Now we're on board.
Well played.
So like it. It did really well.
Tom
so now
and Jerry.
She has her second big hit. Thank you. Cartoons count. So, but that's her second really singing to that fucking moon. Oh my God. I love that song. So I found out a rat sang it. And
I know,
I'm like,
but I
come
love it.
On.
I am astounded by Melissa McCarthy's
that.
Timing. Her timing and her facial.
I want to see
is
that movie.
I do want to see it too.
I haven't
but
seen it.
But everything Sandra she Bullock's does, her timing is flawless.
I like Sandy Bullock.
Oh, me too.
I love me some Sandy. Mendacity. Yeah. She is
but,
so good. That actually is a Mendacity. I really do love her.
You're right, though. I mean, Bridesmaids was funny.
I still haven't seen it.
Oh,
you have not seen Bridesmaids?
I have not seen it.
Damn lie.
Mendacity.
No, it's not a damn lie.
I have not
That's
seen it.
That's what we were going to go
see.
You
are denying yourself pure pleasure.
Seriously.
That is a giggle
it.
Fest.
It's I good. I will bring it to your actually, house on your 94-inch TV.
Actually, it's in my house because Carlton has it on DVD.
It's
in my house.
Fucking hysterical.
Oh, pop that in, especially after a few cocktails.
Yeah.
When she shits the sink, you'll be dead.
Too much. But everybody is very funny in it.
Yeah.
Take Melissa McCarthy out of it. Not as funny.
And I hear Kristen Wiig said no to the sequel.
Yes, because they said all they had to say, and I thought that's good. Because sequels are routinely horrible.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Under the Dome, big ratings.
What's that?
Under the Dome is the Stephen King adaptation. We talked about Lady You Weren't Here.
Yeah.
They live under a dome.
A dome is
I saw the commercial.
You weren't here, and I didn't listen. I don't know.
But CBS is doing a real series because they're sick of being trounced.
It's like the Truman Show.
Yeah, they
sort of.
No,
maybe
no.
ish.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Not even a little bit.
No. Nope.
Yeah.
Welcome. Yeah.
Is it like Ed TV?
Not that either.
No. Okay.
Although those are
similar. Totally different.
So,
good. Okay. Well, we're on the same page.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. We get it.
The
mendacity.
The big thing about it, though, is that summer has been the wasteland of network TV for centuries.
It's devastating.
Right.
Centuries and centuries.
It's
but
like
all these cable shows, like I thought, oh good, summer's here, no more TV. And then last, like on Sundays, you have Dexter, you have True Blood, you have Nurse Jackie, you have...
Love Nurse Jackie. Don't watch Dexter or True Blood.
Family Tree, to your detriment.
I know. But you know what? There also
is summer
series
starts
is
cable.
To be berated. I love my reality competition shows.
But we're talking scripted.
Yes, okay. But I like, and I don't like any. I don't like The Bachelor. That's dumb. But I love the cooking shows, and I like the fashion shows.
But they don't do those. They do.
They have HGTV Design Star. Is a summer show. It's on right now.
I don't charge my mother enough rent for that.
And they
could it be that your mother doesn't live with you?
Yeah,
possibly.
Yeah, hopefully.
Doesn't have what access if? To cash either.
And
not anymore. No.
So, anyways, it's been this wasteland of scripted TV for centuries, and cable's been kicking their asses because Dexter's numbers. Everybody wants Dexter's numbers. Mm. If anyone could get Dexter's numbers on a regular network,
people are totes obsessed.
Yeah, they would. Well, it turns
out my Facebook friends are like going bananas that it's back
on. And it was fantastic. But Under the Dome got them, so now all the networks are looking at
not all.
And you do, yeah. So you do a 13-week summer season. You do it short. It doesn't have to go year to year. It doesn't have to run 9 years. You just pick something. It's an extended miniseries. Because Downton Abbey, which everybody wets their pants over, was never meant to be anything but a miniseries. But it got such huge ratings that they're like, oh, Jesus, now we got to come up with more. That was supposed to be a one-off. Like, that was not supposed to go on. So, and Under the Dome has no plans. It comes to an end. It's based on a book that ends. But now they're thinking, well, shit, if this is going to have ratings, we're going to come back like The Walking Dead every year.
God damn, I can't wait.
I know. So July 4th, they're going to do...
In 2 days.
Previews. It's going to be hosted by one of their biggest fans besides us. And now I'm not going to remember his name.
It's not the guy who does Talking Dead?
No. But Kevin Smith from...
Oh, yeah.
Kevin Smith, Clerks.
What's his name?
Small Rats.
From, what's the name of their...
Chasing Amy.
The two of them. Yeah, but what's it?
Silent Bob.
Yes, Jay and Silent Bob.
Jay and Silent Bob.
And you know he directs and writes all those
movies. Oh, yes.
Okay. Okay, so he is going to be
I
your
love
host
Mall Rats.
Because he is, yeah. When
I love the smell of commerce in the morning.
Yeah, I love it.
It's good.
So good. So they're going to have that preview. That's a big thing to look forward to.
Ooh,
and excited. Now we tie it all together with, Marriage Equality.
Yes.
That's where we're going?
Went completely the opposite
Actually,
way.
We're going to talk about black marriage equality.
Sure.
My name is Evelyn.
Yeah. And I like butter.
We gotta get that. I'm not here next week, so you guys gotta get that ready for next week, because it is so fucking funny.
I gotta find your replacement.
I'm not happy about
that. My prediction was, if you will remember from earlier last year, or early this year, when we were talking about how they were gonna play out, I said they would rule that Prop 8 was unconstitutional because you can't take away a right that you've already given someone. You can't, like, the majority of people can't come in and say,
the minority doesn't get that.
The majority can't rule over a minority's right. So I thought that would be just thrown out, and they'd be like, whatever your lower court said, we don't want to be bothered. And I thought DOMA would be struck down because she was married in Canada, and they would say, you were married in Canada. This is not...
Doesn't matter here.
Doesn't matter. Count. This isn't states' rights. Right. And they went the exact opposite.
Sure.
Like, I didn't think they would throw it out. I thought they would rule on it and say, yes, Prop 8 is unconstitutional based on this. Well, they went kind of completely different.
Yeah.
And they said, Prop 8, you're not harmed by this. The person that came up as the plaintiff, because no one would back it.
Right.
Sure. Schwarzenegger said, fuck you. Uh-huh. Jerry Brown, of course, said, fuck you, because, you know, he's been our hero since the 70s when he was trying to fuck Linda Ronstadt.
Yeah. Well,
don't get me started.
And he's still high as a kite. I mean, he's just stoned still.
And that we don't what? Judge.
No, we don't judge.
We don't.
I'm quite certain that Laura made him his brownies.
So
I'm just saying.
Went the opposite way because the plaintiff had no, there was no damages to the plaintiff based on that.
They couldn't come up with any solid arguments, which was kind of what we've been hearing for the last couple of months, is the argument from the argument was just not solid.
Babies?
Well, what about old people getting married? What about infertile people getting married? What about people who choose not to have children?
And it's against God. So if you get married at the justice of the peace,
it's not a religious thing.
What about atheists?
They had no solid argument.
What religion do you have to belong to have it sanctified?
Right.
You know, to make God not be able to put it, or man can't put us under.
Yeah.
Just give me the Mary J. Blige song. I'll sing it to you. But the point was, is that there was no harm to the plaintiff.
Right.
So now Paula Deen's lawyer is saying, now we have the precedent set, and it's sexual discrimination that's being charged by this woman who's
sexual and racial.
Right. I was kidding there.
No, I'm sorry.
Sexual, sex, you have to separate them.
Absolutely.
It's sexual harassment being charged by, and what's her name?
Lisa Jackson,
and racial discrimination because she saw it around her and thought it affected her work thing. Well, they're saying we got to throw it out because she is white. She's not the victim of any kind of racial discrimination. Like, white on white racial discrimination is almost unheard of. And
white on rice.
Yeah. Quite rare.
That's like butter on
rice. Quite rare, really. I don't like you. You're white like me.
Exactly. Damn, you hurt
Damn
me.
Damn you, yeah.
Cracker.
And this guy who did the watercolors
you are
outside.
A cracker, honky.
Outside
you
the
are
thing.
A honky.
The chalk.
I know you are, but what am I?
Yeah. They would almost have to throw it out because Bank of America can't prove any harm. Like, watercolor chalk saying you're bad people
on a public sidewalk.
On a public sidewalk doesn't discriminate.
Come on.
So that's another case where, like, now we're going to have all these people saying you weren't harmed by this. Oh, I want to say a name right there. Just think it in your head. Lawsuit friend.
You weren't really
harmed by this. We got to throw this out.
Judge Roberts' decision, it says, in other words, for a federal court to have authority under the Constitution to settle a dispute, the party before it must seek a remedy for a personal and tangible harm.
Right.
And they're saying no.
So the sexual harassment would be separate because she most of this stuff is actually against Bubba. If I'm reading it correctly, it's not really about Paula Deen.
It isn't about Paula Deen. Right. I read some of the lawsuit, and it was some of the legal brief, and it was challenging because I'm not a lawyer and I don't play one on TV, so it was like a little bit. Yeah, so it was
We're glad to have you on. We're glad to have you on board.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for being.
So
our
you're
legal
ready to go on Fox News and offer any opinion you want.
Yes, and offer professional legal advice.
Yeah,
but from what I could understand from reading the brief is that it was all about this guy Bubba. It's all about him. I questioned throughout reading that, why is this against Paula Deen? And I get that it's her restaurant, but
and she's the money.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's just the backer, isn't she? I mean, primarily?
No, well, she is, because she is the empire. She is the face of the empire. Bubba is just an arm of...
I want to just say what makes me crazy about this Paula Deen thing is I think it's bullshit. And
no, totally.
Okay, so I am totally against the use of the N-word, but
It was however many years ago, and doesn't okay, fine. So what? This restaurant, the Bubba was being discriminatory, or and he was being harassing, whatever. Okay, fine. But it wasn't necessarily Paula Deen. It doesn't. All of those things don't matter to me because I feel like look at our politicians, the people that we elect and choose to do these jobs are worse. They say worse than this every day. Every
but day. Take everybody out of that and just be in this room right now. So if somebody put me on the stand and said under oath, you need to say, have you ever used the N-word? Yep. About 4 weeks ago. Like if I have to answer honestly and they don't give me any context, remember when I was doing the Susan Candiotti story?
And please don't say it again.
I don't intend to. But it was
By the way,
I was kind of surprised myself. I'm not going to lie because I was just, it was there. And then I'm like, whoa.
You know, we got into it at a family dinner one time because my mom was drunk. Hey, Jan June. And Jan the man. She was drinking lots of wine. And she was an English teacher. And she was talking about, I can't remember the name of the book, but it's a children's book. And it uses the N-word frequently.
It's not a children's book.
It's Huck Finn. Is it Huck Finn? Okay.
It's Huck Finn.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And they're trying to, change the word to slave.
Yes.
Yeah. And, which is asinine to change.
We were talking about it, and I was simply saying to my mom that it makes me very uncomfortable, and I don't like it at all.
And
she wasn't disagreeing with that, but she was like, "Well, they say it in the book," and so then she was like drunk and thought it was funny to push my buttons and like continue to say the word. And I'm like, "It is just not cute." We got into a whole argument; it was a whole thing. But you know, she used it in that sense, and in the
context,
in the literary context. And so what is she like going down now? I mean, would she go down
for that? But if she were asked, have you ever?
Yes,
she would have to say yes. No context, you have to say yes.
And that was my problem. And I was having a conversation today with Jason Carlton, and we were saying she's 60 years old or so. Sure. She's from Georgia. She's on the stand, and I'm supposed to believe once?
No, she's used
and
it
I'm not
far more than that.
I disagree with you on that.
But when do we persecute someone for using that word? People use it all the time. And I get what she's saying, that there are people in the African-American community that use it as a – I was looking on Facebook today, and she's a rap artist, granted. Mm-hmm. But she's someone, a rap artist that I like and I subscribe to. Just posted it today and didn't have the ER at the end of it, but had the A, which makes it like jovial and buddy.
Better.
But it still is.
I don't get that we're crucifying this woman over being honest. I think one of the saddest parts of this is the fact that she she's on the stand. She's going to tell the truth. She said, have you ever used it? Yes, I have. Yep. And all of a sudden, my God, get out the wood, build a cross, and let's kill her.
I really don't think it's fair.
I don't think it's fair either.
But if you look, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, it has been funny to watch some of the parodies about it.
Yeah.
And then watching the apology of the apology of the apology.
Right. Right. Just bad PR.
Her handlers have gone batshit crazy with her.
No, she's gone. All you had to do was say, I'm sorry this never happened. And where she lost, and I don't know the joke. The thing is, I don't know the actual joke to get the context. But the Matt Lauer thing, okay, you're on there.
Yeah,
first off, you're not crying. We're going to need a real tear or calm down.
Right.
Like not one, not one tear. But then she ends it with, I is what I is, which is a really racist joke. Mm-hmm. I personally don't know it. But everyone that I've talked to has been like, that's from, right?
And I'm I have no idea.
I don't know.
Is that from Roots?
I don't know.
No. It's from a terrible joke. That's the punchline to a really bad racist joke.
I'm going to Google
totally
that right
good.
Now.
Are you? Okay.
Yeah,
so
that's what they've heard. But it's just all these apologies just coming out. Lay low.
Just stop talking, duck down a little bit.
First thing comes up is Popeye. That's the first thing that comes in.
I am what I am.
That's Popeye.
I is what
it
I
says,
am. Well, that's because people. But
I am.
Think about it, and we've discussed this before.
Oh, and that's why I wanted to talk about this because on this show we say so many words.
Sure.
That like we say cunt, and I don't like that word, and so I was.
use it a lot.
No, and that's my point to this story.
She's pointing at you.
Right,
no, Marnie loves
but
it.
My point to this story is that. I got permission from her to say a word that I don't like. Like I'm as offended by that word as she is by retard.
Yeah.
I don't think
I almost called someone out at the grocery store today.
Everybody says the word retard.
But it got
away for me, but I want, I have a new friend, a new mom friend, in music class, and her daughter has Down syndrome. And I almost called this woman out today at the grocery store, but then I just didn't.
Yeah.
I don't know. I should have done it, and I didn't, and so that was pussy. But that,
like, again, it's like, context, and that's why. Like, I she get mad at him.
Yeah, and she.
Well,
gave,
the woman was like, "Oh, I can't believe I missed that. I'm such a retard." And I'm like, "Whoa,
no, you're not. In. Do you want me to make you one? And about the? Do you want to get hit? In
I
the
just
head
wanted
really
to say,
hard?
And I wanted to say that's anyway. I was right, offended.
But she gave me for a word that I don't think men should use, and I don't think men should use it because if we're talking about Sarah Palin or someone I truly don't like Michelle Bachmann, that's the word. She is a cunt. But that's the word.
Yeah, wait, that you use makes that it word more than any of us, so it's
no,
funny.
I don't. No, honestly,
actually, probably not. Go back and maybe we'll tally, but
because and,
we
yeah,
should tally.
I
that.
Use it regularly. That does not offend me at all.
Because I think when you're talking politics or you're talking about women, you're automatically misogynistic.
Yeah, you're right.
Automatically, I have no way to go. You can honestly say that I don't like women, and I have to agree with you because I've used that word to describe somebody because there's so many more. You can call her ill-informed, stupid.
Even a bitch.
I wanted a bitch during here because I really don't like that word.
Yeah, he hates that word.
I do not like that word.
The first show, I was like,
I hate when drag queens...
Jennifer's a cunt. And it was like, ding, ding, you know, like, because we could.
Because it sounds misogynistic, and I can't stand drag queens. How's it going, bitches? And I'm like, stop.
Oh, yeah.
Stop. Stop right there. Just do something else. Like, it's not funny.
So bitches doesn't bother me, but what was interesting
but
is...
But I like bitches and you're a bitch.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Or I'm a bitch.
Like, right. Sorry, like, don't be a bitch. You're being a bitch.
One-on-one bitch is fine. Okay. But if you're talking about a woman, especially in politics, all of a sudden you're misogynistic, and I just don't agree with
that. Well, it was interesting because I was talking with my with Kelly's sister-in-law, so I suppose my sister-in-law. Now that we could get married. And
unless it's really, though, because it really is Kelly's
Rev
sister-in-law.
Rye. Hey!
Bloody early.
How
are you?
We welcome Buddy Early to the studio.
Welcome back, Buddy Early.
An unsolicited surprise drive-by.
I love it.
I feel like we should do fireworks for you.
I know. But grab those. Would you like a cunt mug?
So bad.
Buddy...
I can't thank you. You're much better at the fight.
Buddy, would you like to jump in? They're in the middle of the cunt retard inward conversation in Paula Deen. Would you like to jump in?
The cunt and Paula Deen.
Hold on. Paula Deen. Retard, inward.
So let me
all kinds of.
Let me just finish this point though.
Okay.
Because you grew up in the South, in let's say the 40s or 50s, as she probably did. I'm not doing my math right. Then that word, you had permission. That's what I'm talking about, the permission to use that word.
But she doesn't have permission now.
No, no. And allegedly.
Wasn't it 27 years ago?
Allegedly. But are we, and honestly, I don't think she deserves any kind of backlash. If you don't, you know, I'm not, and again, it's like Chick-fil-A. I don't go to Walmart. I don't shop at Sears. So, like, you're not boycotting. Right. I don't know who Paula Deen is.
Yeah,
I thought she was a
Sears.
Did I miss something for Sears? Because I like their tools.
No, I just, but I have no reason to go to a Sears.
Like, shit,
I
have to stop shopping
at
Sears.
According to Al, that would be the R-tard.
I do want to say what was really interesting is that the N-word is highly offensive to me personally.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. It just is uncomfortable.
I agree.
I'll say, I will cunt until the cows come home, right? And so,
but it's whatever
word I was talking to my sister. Yeah. And I was talking to my sister-in-law, though, and she says the N-word is totally, like, and not that it's in her vocabulary, and she doesn't use it, but it's not, when she hears it, it's just kind of, you know, in one ear and out the other. But she will never use the C-word. And I said it. I said, and I say it like that. I go, the N-word offends me, but I'll say cunt all day. And she's like, I can't even hear it. Like, to her, right, it was like a flip-flop. I don't know. I just thought that was interesting. But the other thing is... I think that Paula Deen is being crucified way overly so.
Agreed.
Especially with all the other people that use it in the world. And, you know, someone was saying about, like, Lil Wayne or one of the stupid rappers was, like, you know, stepping on the American flag and, like, fuck you, America, but nobody cares about that.
But and that's the thing. There's freedom of speech, but you, and, like, the Chick-fil-A asshole.
Right.
But you have to be ready when you use your freedom of speech for it to bite you in the ass.
But, and that's why, you know, I think... that the Food Network is a family-friendly network. Sure. They are for all genders, for all races, for families. They appeal to stay-at-home mothers. I mean, we watch that channel all the time. And so when you're a part of a brand that is such a family-friendly network, good, wholesome network, you can't be in the put in the position that she was put you're, in, you're regardless right. of how she got there, and expect to just like walk.
That's all
walk.
You're ever going to
well,
see her
and
doing
I don't
is
know
saying
what
that.
The conversation was before I walked in here, but let's not forget this is not about her using the N-word.
That's right.
That's what everyone's talking about.
Right.
But
right.
This whole thing is not about her use of the N-word. This is about a culture of discrimination
yeah, well,
and intolerance and racism that she's fostered in her corporation.
And see, we were arguing years. That was this manager, that was that. Well, that's kind of, I said I read the legal brief and I didn't totally understand it, but that it seems like.
She's not
like,
a lawyer, apparently. We found that
no,
out earlier.
Not a lawyer.
No,
not a lawyer.
Shut up. Get out.
Don't
shut
play
up.
One on TV.
She's been our legal analyst.
Yeah.
You know, so it's news to these learned. Guys.
Nancy Grace called us.
But that it was this Bubba, right? It was not, and not, well, and I guess when you are overseeing it, but how much, how involved in the day-to-day
well,
was she really?
Threw parties where she had her. Yeah. Her black staff, or the
no,
theme.
She
no,
wanted
she wanted to.
To
have a plant.
The theme was the, you know, plantation of the South. And
she thought it would be
you
cool.
You know, did you see the video from just a few years ago where she was on some little talk show, kind of, I think this topic had come up where she was having to defend herself against charges of racism. And, of course, she pulls out the old, oh, no, my assistant's black, and then says on television, well, we can't see you standing up against that dark
oh,
board.
Yeah.
Move over. And I'm just like, this woman has no common sense.
No.
Yeah. But it's more than about her using the N-word once or twice.
Yeah. Yeah. And
that's, people that's, really,
and I think what it tells, and especially coming from my family, and I had to put this on a conversation with a couple of cousins, that when I go home, I count how many times I hear that word. Because here in Arizona, in yeah. my circle,
it's just not a. It's not in the vocab.
I don't hear it. But I went home last summer and I sat at a graduation party yeah, and counted how many times
wow.
I heard it. And
wow.
I'm like, because, and so they're all offended. Like, why should you get fired for this? Because all they're thinking in their head is, oh, we say it all the time,
yeah.
but we say it in private.
And I will add to what you said, Buddy, is that I think for Paula Deen to be vilified for even that behavior, then look at half of the politicians in this country.
But that's
who
not the same thing.
Who,
I mean,
I disagree.
It's the same thing, but it's like someone the other day who had defended, well, what about Donald Trump and all of the awful things he does? Why doesn't NBC fire him? Food Network
we'll
doesn't
back.
Give a shit what NBC's doing.
We may continue on with this topic.
Yeah.
We're at the end of hour two, going into hour three. Buddy Early joined us in studio with Katie, Marnie, Al, and myself. I'm Clayton McKee. We'll be back with hour three right after this.
Hey, buddy.
You've been listening to The Show on Q Talk America. This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Well, here we are once again. It's the beginning of hour three. Yeah. We are in studio. We've added a fifth for this evening. Buddy Early stopped by the studio right
Yay.
Here in Central Phoenix. Hi, Buddy.
Hello.
For those of you who have just been listening of recent, Buddy Early is actually an original cast member, started with us when we went on the air over a year ago. And had
fired
to
for his use of the N-word.
Charter, yeah.
He was a charter member. That's right.
Aaron just chimed in. Yay, Buddy!
Oh,
yay!
Yeah. So, Buddy Early, and why are you not at work?
Well, I had to take today off to handle some personal matters, and it was not an unplanned thing. So I would have called and said, "Hey, I'm going to stop by the studio."
Gotcha.
But this was all unplanned. And
might you be free
that.
Next Wednesday
looking,
night or
he's
Tuesday?
Looking
night?
For a new job.
Well, no, I understand.
Totally what it is. Isn't that what it is all the time?
Are you?
I'm always looking.
Right. Yeah, always.
Are you free next Tuesday by any odd chance?
I don't think
because
so.
Al won't be here. I'm looking for a new.
Well,
one.
What's the point of being here if Al's not here for me?
Oh,
because Al
well,
and I have.
I know.
Whatever.
This is the only person I could look to that was like, I love that movie.
I know.
Yeah, I'm not filling that yeah. those shoes
as,
necessarily.
As we are starting into,
but
hour...
she drinks a lot, so she wins.
That's a bonus.
Yes, as we are starting into hour three, we'd like to welcome everybody listening, and currently, I would also like to give a shout out to Kuwait. Canada, the United
hey,
States,
Kuwait.
And Israel is in the
wow.
chat.
Yeah.
They are listening.
I may be in Canada.
We are multicultural.
If you are listening from wherever you are, please hit us up in the chat room and say hi. We'd love to know where you are, what you're doing, and why on earth are you wasting 3 hours listening to this. But we're glad you are. It's lovely to have you.
Kuwait's a regular listener.
They're
now.
A regular listener, yeah, and so is Saudi Arabia. They have
wow.
been.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping, what I think would be cool is I would love to find out that it was somebody in our military that is stationed over for season listens to us.
I'd love that.
I think that would be fantastic. So please send us a message or an email.
We don't have to tell.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Oh, that's over.
That's over.
Right. That's over. That's
we are right now. The
fly your freak flag.
I'm trying to catch up.
Something.
Yeah. So just to finish.
Wait, I'm not done with the intro.
Jesus,
God damn
Christ.
It!
How long is this intro?
Our drinking word is mendacity. So if you hear us say feel free to drink along with whatever beverage you have at home. Coming up in just a minute, Katie's got some sports. We have thoughtful vulgarity, but at this point, Al still got a couple things in the entertainment segment to take care about.
There was Tyler thought it was overdone. I really enjoyed it. It was Don Lemon on CNN did a special on the N-word.
Yes, he did.
Oh, I didn't
had
see
a panel
that.
Of mostly black but white people as well commenting on it, and they were going on about when like. Some people thought it was okay. Some people thought it didn't. And LeVar Burton was telling this story.
I saw that part.
LeVar Burton told a story of he taught his son, and he does it too. If he gets pulled over in L.A., he takes off his hat. He takes off his sunglasses. Oh. He puts his hands outside the window.
Stop it.
So that he or his – and he told his son to do the same thing. So he will not get shot because right. – He's a very wealthy man. He's been doing that reading rainbow since the leprechauns
God love
were
it.
Here.
Really, God right. love it.
I mean, the guy's got money, so he's probably driving a car that people in L.A. would be sure. suspicious of.
Sure.
Because the L.A. Right. cops are not the best
so
reputation.
It's kind of like being Mexican in Arizona.
So, I mean, it really was. And you should have said,
I mean, as far as stereotyping. Right.
And there was no look on anyone's face on the panel except for the white guy that was like, are we not going to talk about that? And everybody else was like, well, yeah, that's what you
it's
do.
Normal.
Like, everyone else was like, that's how...
I just Googled LeVar Burton, and the first thing that comes up is, explains how he prevents violence when he's being racially profiled.
It was shocking. And then...
That you have to, like, have a go-to plan when you're being racially profiled. It's like, really
you?
Says something.
I mean, do we?
Right, right.
I don't know. I've
cried my way out of a few tickets because I'm a chick.
Right. But then
and I will not lie.
When you think about
it's
like,
worked.
The Rockefeller laws in New York, that was instant 25 years in prison, no probation, and they just got repealed in the last 10 years. The Rockefeller laws were any amount of marijuana, 25 years, automatic, no probation. So you have the President of the United States... Right. Two presidents ago, and then the coke snorter in between, as president, while people are sitting in jail for 25 years with no appeal for doing the same thing that our presidents have done, and no one finds a problem with this law? Very strange. So then, just to wrap this all up before I make us all cocktails, on the Facebook where I was explaining to a family member, like, the difference between my personal life, where I keep my shelter around me and I keep out certain kinds of people, and going home, and then someone put on a cousin's page, that word doesn't have any connotation of sex or race. It's just a word. People have now made it racist. So here's someone 18 to 21, based on how old my cousin is, who doesn't know because that word has been so sanitized and has been called the N-word, or she only knows it from rap music, or now they're taking it out. Maybe she read Huck Finn where they've replaced it with slave. She has no idea that that word has any power. And as they were saying, like, retard means slow. Cracker is a cracker. You eat it. It really means the person that does the whip. All these words have other harmless meanings. That word has one meaning.
Yeah. Right.
And now, even faggot's a stick.
But I was absolutely...
A match.
Or a
cigarette.
Fag
the fag is a cigarette.
Right.
But that was what I was going to bring up, was just the idea that it's all about, I think, delivery to a degree, and what is meant. And
right.
I'm not trying to say that it's okay to use it if you don't mean it. Not at all.
No.
Not at all.
No.
But if somebody walks up, when we talk about interculturally, people, you know, that within the black community calling each other, and it's interesting we say the N-word, right? But within the gay community, we don't say the F word or the D word.
But they do. But other people do. Now on the news.
Oh, interesting.
They call it the F word.
I've not heard that.
Yes.
Oh, no. If you read it in the newspaper, they'll just, even if they don't, they might not even say the F word. They'll just say, use the homophobic slur.
Yeah.
Epithet,
like it's written on our gravestone.
Right. That's true.
Because I only thought epithets went on gravestones.
But I mean, we'll look at each other and say things that would be considered a slur. And
girl,
we use it loosely.
Bitch.
Girl, you know,
and
now I feel like I need to say the F word.
It's always female because...
Hooker.
You're right.
It's always the female
whore,
connotation because even
slut
to
bag.
Gay men, women are inferior. If that came out.
Fair enough.
It's always...
Racist.
Always use a female...
Bigoted.
Intentionally.
Female slander.
Yeah.
That's an interesting point. I've never looked at it that way. Ever, you sons of bitches. You son of a bitch, Perkins!
Al is out on the sidewalk talking with passersby, getting their take on matter.
Let's talk.
What's the weather like out there, Al?
It's gonna rain!
It's icy in there.
We will toss to Trisha Takanawa, see what she has to say about it. Oh, for the love of everything.
I love it.
I said, no, I'm saying, are you done with your entertainment? Al's in Studio A making beverages. So
he had said he had a couple of.
I think that's it. I think he was done.
I think he decided.
I think he's
given up.
Like a buddy film, right? Like a buddy pick.
Something like that. So are we going to go with, are you ready?
Let's do it.
Marty, or it's Katie June with Sports.
The WNBA All-Stars voting is heating up, and tonight the Merc walks away with a big win. This just in. In other news, Aaron Hernandez.
That's all you have to say.
Serena Williams is Wimbledon loss is the latest biggest tennis shocker. A no-hitter in Cincinnati, and in notnews.com, Dennis Rodman is fucking nuts.
Yeah. That's just sports. That's just in.
Dennis Rodman is fucking crazy.
What did you say, Katie June? Is there something with Dennis Rodman?
Yep. Little crazy. Uh-huh. Yep.
Uh-huh. Okay. All
got
right.
That. Okay. So we're really excited. I always start out with the WNBA because that's really the one sport that I follow that somehow got me into this sports section. So that's exciting.
Plus, you're also a dyke. So if you're...
I have the Subaru. You have the sports. They already.
I'm under the impression that Marnie is just fucking lazy because why isn't she playing the sports?
I know.
She didn't give it to me.
I know. She's like, but she fills it. She fills in all my holes. Okay, yeah.
Right. Oh my god. Oh my god. Well, no, honey, I don't.
Mendacity.
Wow. Wow.
Oh my god. I fill in. God damn it, take it back. I fill in none of your holes.
Never fill the whole one.
Happy birthday, Kelly.
Not ever one hole has been filled.
I am so glad that Facebook is now using hashtags because hashtag fill in my hole is going to be going on this show.
Oh my god. At puremature.com.
Yeah.
So I might actually hashtag that.
Embarrassed. That's
God. Yeah. Hang on, we're making a drink.
Unintentional.
I'm waiting for my phone to kind of blow up.
Al's
what
making,
the fuck? You're filling that bitch's hole.
We're blending more beverages here.
Oh, that's good stuff right there.
If you're just joining us, then I can't imagine why you haven't been here the whole time.
Yeah.
We are in studio with Marnie, Katie, myself. Buddy Early stopped by because he had nothing better to do tonight.
Which works. And that's exciting.
As hard as I thought about it, I had nothing better to do.
I actually thought
there's
when
gotta
you
be something
I thought when
do.
You texted me that you were outside, you started to drive by. I totally thought you were punking me, and you were like, in 2 minutes you're gonna be like, text me. Did you go outside?
More frothy. Yours looks more frothy. Yeah. Probably because you were a bartender longer than I.
All right, so Katie, continue.
Oh, it's
on.
Perfect, Al. Okay, so we are right in the midst of the WNBA voting. All-Stars voting season, so we're very excited. Big surprise here, which is not really a surprise if you've watched Brittany Griner play, unfortunately.
Is she tall?
Wildly. Our coach doesn't know how to use her at all. And Elena Deladon from Chicago Sky has received the most votes. So Brittany Griner was the number one draft pick. We've talked about her a lot. She's supposed to be really exciting. Elena Deladon pulling in the majority of the votes. She's leading the pack by far in terms of being voted on the All-Stars team. Griner's actually in fourth place.
Malaysia.
Is surprising since she was she was so hyped. And she actually even falls behind Dinah Taurasi, who still, of course, is our team superstar on the Mercury. She's been voted Player of the Week again last week and Player of the Month for this past month for June. Tonight they played Bill Laimbeer's New York Liberty. And this just in from correspondent Matt June, who I gave my tickets to.
That's your brother?
Yeah. It is indeed. That they came away with a win. Penny Taylor is back in the game. We're really excited. This is her first time back in the last year and a half after an ACL, torn ACL. So they are currently in second place as of earlier today in the Western Conference. So we'll hope that this win... it would just depend. Minnesota's right above them, so it depends on what happened with Minnesota. But Minnesota and the Lynx, big, big, big deal. They're an awesome team, and they also have Simone Augustus on their team. So everyone's made a really exciting deal about Brittany Griner coming out as gay, which was awesome because it was very non-issue. She just said, yeah, I'm a lesbian, so what? Simone Augustus is actually also an out lesbian who is planning a wedding currently with her partner, which is very exciting. So I think this will in Minnesota, and I think this will be, I think the first WNBA player openly gay to be openly married in a state that now has legalized gay marriage. Sure. So it's number a kind 12. Of a big deal. It's really exciting for her.
What is your chuckleability over
I'm
there?
I'm looking in the chat room, and Molly Montgomery has chosen that this is, though the number of the show I think is wrong, the show number, whatever it is, she fills in all my holes.
Well,
it sounds like a Billy Joel song, doesn't it?
She feels it. In it.
She's got a way about her.
Filling in my holes. I text Aaron and said, I do not fill Katie June's holes. None of them. And she put,
Aaron, that's actually never happened. Not
such
once ever.
Mendacity.
Mendacity.
Yeah, it's a complete lie.
You have to do it in she's a
mendacitor. She's a mendacitor.
What?
I don't think I, even though I have a southern accent when I want one, but I don't know if I can say mendacity.
Oh, yeah, you just did. Just so,
but with oomph.
Oh, with oomph.
Now, have you ever seen Cat in a Hot Tin Roof?
Come on.
When Big Daddy says it, that's where, that's where we're getting it from.
Yeah, have you ever heard Al say it, like within the last, I don't know, 100 times
harpy.
In the last 20 minutes? Mendacity!
By the way, we emphasize differently.
You do. You're mendacity and you're mendacity.
Yeah. So which is
the syllable? I'm not sure.
Syllable.
And I'm over here trying to convince everybody that the Liberty Bell's in Pittsburgh.
Working for Sarah Palin tonight.
I read everything.
The founding fathers did not rest till that Liberty Bell made it across to Pittsburgh.
What did you say? 500 miles or so?
Three rivers and one bell.
500-ish miles.
I got the state right, okay?
And I would ding 500 miles.
I would ding.
Katie, please
fill her holes.
Continue on.
Leave my hole
so
out of it.
Our next
I just love how many times they vote for player of the day, week, month. That's all I got out of that story was, Jesus Christ. Well, there's an election every
Dennis
week.
Dennis Rossi keeps winning that shit. But no, the All-Stars voting is very similar to the NBA All-Stars, but they invite all the fans. I don't know if they do that in the NBA.
Yeah.
So you invite the fans, of course, to chime in. And there's a whole bunch of Mercury players are up in the running. Next story,
Aaron Hernandez.
Right,
he's a hot guy.
Can we just talk about the elephant in the room
now,
first?
Did he murder somebody?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Several people.
Apparently now he's connected to several. Like
so that's the thing. I missed the several.
Way,
so you guys
several.
Probably all know more about.
And I have to tell you, it's mostly based on the fact that last year on the Patriots, I just stared because I don't like the Patriots.
Yeah.
And I mostly wish for injuries or I would wish that dirty fucker would marry me. And then I found out, no, he's a murderer. No,
but he's fucking hot. And all those,
how many jailhouse fantasies have I had in the last week and a half?
A lot.
All of those like arm tattoos. And I mean, he's very sexy, which is horrible because he's also a murderer.
That's all I could
think. Yeah. But
as good as my French wine is, Ruthie's fucking whiskey sours trump everything.
Thanks, Ruthie.
Innocent until proven guilty, by the way.
But let me actually, let's ask Buddy to give us like, tell us the whole story.
Well, what it looks like now, this Odin guy who was a semi-pro player is the guy who was killed. And
they basically
got everything except got him on camera shooting the guy. I mean, the evidence against Aaron
Hernandez
is hilarious.
This guy is an R-tard.
But now the prevailing thought is this was part of a cover-up, or whether or not Aaron Hernandez killed a couple people last summer, we don't know. But
there was an unsolved
double murder last summer,
where suddenly the car in question, he was the
that they
rented
think
it.
This was
he
a cover-up, something he was trying to silence this guy. Or whoever may have done it was trying to silence this guy, so
silence
it could all be.
What?
Oh,
because
plus, there are other people that he
being
has
a stool
shot
pigeon
in other cities across the country. Oh.
But remember, he made it
a serial killer,
kind
serial
of
shooter.
Kind
he's like Dale Hausner.
So
hopefully,
Dale
he won't
Hausner.
Die in prison.
He's a Dale Hausner. Okay.
So I mean, the part that was so
though.
Weird was like
Dale
they
Hausner.
Kept saying like, oh, he went over to talk to this group of people at a bar. And then he brought in two hitmen One is caught, one is at large, and his picture's all over the paper if you want to try and find him and
get a reward.
Greater New England.
Oh, I'm just thinking about rewards.
There's so many funny parts of the story. First off, gang member from Connecticut. Is there a funnier sentence in the English language?
I don't know. I've actually driven through what I affectionately refer to as Connecticut. But there are definitely no gang members. Slutty little teenagers that yell at me when they're in their cars.
Because they remember you from the first time you came through.
Where's Nantucket?
Very Massachusetts.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So first off, in my mind, what my stereotype of Connecticut is. God damn these things, mendacity. Is gang member from Connecticut, which just cracked me up because I'm like, really, is there one?
It's the richest state around going.
Yeah, exactly. Like the minimum wage is like $12.50. So like your minimum wage worker has a yacht.
I understand that Hartford is not a
well, every city has its problems.
You know, that's where
Hartford's not a gem.
But there's not a lot of park your car and it becomes a meth lab like Tacoma stories going on.
No, like Needles, Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
No.
We just lost Tacoma.
Oh, thank you, Tacoma.
Thank you for checking
in. So that part's it. But then they were like, well, why would you shoot somebody for going over? And because I would never think of violence in real life, only on this on the air.
Violence?
Yeah, Tyler in Tennessee is saying that's bullshit.
He thinks you're going to stab him in the night sometime.
You want to cut somebody in the throat.
So he went over and talked to the wrong people in this bar, this Odin fellow. And then because Hernandez is so self-involved or paranoid, because it turns out he's a serial killer. His whole house is on camera.
Serial shooter.
Shooter. Well, they died, so that makes him a killer.
By the way, that's what I said.
But are there other people? No, I'm just saying that there's apparently other people suing him or investigations going on about him shooting people in Gainesville, Florida, New York City, and Providence.
God, Jesus.
But he didn't hurt his dog, so he made it right to the NFL.
Stop it.
So
he and Ray Lewis. Ray Lewis was right behind him.
Right behind him. So
didn't he kill someone?
Yeah.
Allegedly.
And Randy Moss was like, I'm in your corner, pal.
Yeah, but the dog lived. So it's just like Independence Day. The dog made it out of the tunnel.
Aaron's so happy.
Or have you all seen Man of Steel yet when he dies saving the fucking dog?
You gave the goddamn movie away.
Yeah. Well, thanks. He locked the dog in a car. That's the bad part.
It's been out 3 weeks. You should have seen it.
Yeah, exactly. We're done.
Wow.
Spoiler
alert.
I've saved spoilers maybe 2 days and then you're on your own.
Spoiler, when people tell me I can't tell them what happens at the end of season 4 in Dexter, I'm like, shove that right up your ass. We had a different president for the love of fuck.
I kid you not. This is not mendacity. I had a roommate in college. This is in the early 90s.
You went to college?
This is in the early 90s. He got mad because someone, in a group setting, had what movie? I think it was Star Wars. Had said that Darth Vader is Luke Skywalker's father.
Come on,
and he got pissed.
Is that not in Pitch Perfect last year?
When
he goes,
was.
It's actually German for father. Like, how did you not know that was coming? And the guy's like,
what?
Yeah.
But you
it turns
Darth
out
Vader.
He was worried that Odin is his name. Odin, am I using that correctly? Yeah. That Odin was over, which is the god that we get Wednesday from. Odin,
yes, thank you. I don't know what that means, but I'm
no, Wednesday is named after the god
just
Odin.
Just a savant.
That's why it's spelled
W-E-D-N.
What
about Thursday?
I like pugs for myself.
What about Tuesday?
I'm way
Tweece. It's
the god of Tweece is why we are here.
Tuesday, the god of welding.
So, anyways, again, you only have me to hope for with
that
a Tuesday well joke.
So I got that.
He went over and he talked to these people. Well, it turns out he was talking to compatriots of the people from the drive-by. Oh, yeah, I didn't even think about that. Of the drive-by. So allegedly, he got people to shoot him in case he gave him up as the shooter from the last shooting.
Fantastic.
What?
Brought them home,
fuck?
And they. They have videotape of him like getting in the car with the people with a gun, driving off a half a mile from his house.
Yeah.
It's seriously the first grave on the left. I mean,
right.
I don't want to say lazy motherfucker, but come on, leave the township.
By the way, isn't he in shape to be able to walk?
And you're not under the dome. You can go 2-3 blocks.
Correct.
Yeah.
And by the way,
just
my
bring it
new
into
favorite
a CBS ratings killer.
Is you with this? He has gun. What?
There was the picture, the selfie.
No. But Al.
No, but then they come back.
No, but there was that selfie that he took with a Glock in the bath. Yeah. Like, he's doing a bathroom selfie with a Glock.
With a specialized Glock.
Yeah, not cute.
That matches the bullet in the guy's head.
Come on.
Special specialized because he ordered it with your Zoom glasses. He got two and the handle.
I want to just have like a pee on it for Patreon.
I want to just give really quickly because one of the stories surrounding this was also about. Well, I don't know why. I mean, I don't know who like leaked this or put this out, but Tim Tebow is desperate, and so one of the stories surrounding this is how Tim Tebow back in like 2007 or 2006 broke up a bar fight that Aaron Hernandez was in.
Oh,
who cares? I just think Tim Tebow's desperate for news.
He tried to get him out of the bar. Saving him.
The word is that they were roommates in college.
Yeah. They like knew each other. They go back.
Hernandez was this close to getting an abortion, and thank God Tebow was there to stop it.
But let me tell you this. What I think is actually funny.
He might have killed that too. Wait, he did.
Yeah, he just shot the kid.
If you just Google Aaron Hernandez right now, just his name, you get, here are some of the headlines. Sheriff, I won't let Aaron Hernandez get married.
What?
Like in jail. Because, of course, now he has all these suitors.
He's going to get married in jail. Yes. Damn it.
Well, it's
legal. Yeah. God, Aaron Hernandez unfairly stigmatizes NFL players as violent and criminalized. Aaron Hernandez destroyed a home security system and phone records.
Yes.
But Aaron then didn't Hernandez destroy where they searched. Recorded to. He broke the camera.
Yeah, but he's not a douchebag. Right.
Oh, I have a fabulous voiceover.
Searched after killing. Let's see. In Aaron Hernandez, past troubles come into focus. Aaron Hernandez, domestic incident with fiance in LA area. Aaron Hernandez sued. NFL star shot me in the face. Aaron Hernandez, expatriate, keeps separate from inmates in jail. I mean, it is not going well for him.
No.
Page one of Google.
Let me tell you how the Lifetime television, TV for movie, and gay men's going to go. TV for women and gay men. For,
yeah, sorry.
In a world where a man gets into a car with three men and a gun and comes back with two men and a gun 5 minutes later because he only drove a half a mile. They have videotape of one less person in the car, and he's got the gun, and then they walk in the house and go down the stairs to call the housekeeper to be, can you clean up the blood?
Oh, my God.
And then, and they forgot to shoot her, so the housekeeper's going to go out trial and be like, oh, there's blood everywhere.
Everywhere.
You know what I mean? Like,
there is definitely a murder here.
So the best part, and you have...
Not right here so much as right over here.
seriously, so they were talking about... And now that, like, all this stuff with Snowden and all the things they can do, so that the whatever township this is in, I can't remember what it is. It's a very small town. And the guy was saying, like, we don't have a lot of murders here. So we were very excited, but we're using all of the things that are in the news now. So we got his Twitter, we got his Facebook, we hacked his phone. Like, all of these things you all know are going on. Like, we don't have to pretend we don't do it. And the guy goes, we're not smart. This is the dumbest criminal that's ever existed.
Right.
And if you Google it, that is the cop's quote. We're not smart. This
really,
is just...
I mean, he really is a good-looking
dude. Oh, you have to read the interview with the sheriff of the town. The guy's like...
But isn't that a show right now? Like the...
She's the sheriff? No, it's been out for a couple years.
No, but I shot the deputy. No,
I didn't shoot that sheriff.
Nope. But I thought on one of the channels that there was something about like stupid criminals...
He's going to there's going to be a whole special.
Oh, there is.
Special. But I mean, isn't there?
It will be the LMN movie.
Yeah.
Lifetime Movie Network.
I want to see the movie where how he makes friends in prison. Because
that's going to be a porn.
If that's a pay-per-view.
I'm hoping it's Kiss Me on the Neck and Fuck Me. That's how you make me
pure
friends.
PureMature.com is actually where you're going to find that one.
I've got a...
Destiny!
I have already, you know, signed up to be his pen pal. I've got a cake in the oven. I've got diapers
flowers.
On right now because I'm going to drive straight out to the North Attleboro prison.
Oh, that is my favorite news story of... I love you. That is my favorite news story of all time.
Is he going to be in a place where gay marriage is legal?
Yes, Massachusetts.
Because you could...
Mitt Romney made sure.
I'm making sure
Fuck Castile. You're going to prison with this kid.
Yeah, I used to like cops, but now I found my true love.
Murderers.
I
do like the bad boys, don't you?
But you have to tell the story about the lady that was so fucking crazy. Oh, she drove across...
Crazy or was she brilliant? She had a...
I don't know.
Crazy.
She's my role model.
She was the NASA.
Yes.
Or she was the...
She had a plan.
Oh, that's right.
She had
not a good
super
one.
Big gulp, adult diapers, and a GPS.
Oh, yes. That's right!
Nothing was stopping her.
The greatest news story of all time. She is my personal idol and hero.
From Houston somewhere in Florida.
I forgot.
Because if it doesn't happen in Florida, it started in Texas. Every shitty story.
Houston, we have a problem.
Oh, my God.
That is seriously... I wanted to go and worship at her shrine. And I wanted to shake her hand and say, thank you for a genuine laugh. Like... two solid weeks of just packing my car with adult diapers to stalk people. You took it to a level I never even dreamed of. When I was at my stalking height, I never introduced the adult diaper, and I'm the poorer for it.
I just shit my pants. It's so convenient.
It makes stalking so easy. And
I just shipped the bed.
When she rolled down the window to pay that turnpike fee,
it really does take some wind out of yourselves. And you got to pull in. You got to pull into a flying J.
With
and you've got that momentum going where you're going to kill somebody. It just ruins the momentum.
But they have showers and you got a full load. So you can just.
Just rinse out the diaper and
reuse
it.
Headed into a murder.
I'm heading to a murder.
Oh my God.
Can you put in $30 for that?
I forgot how many prisoners I love.
Put in $30. I'm heading to a murder.
Tyler, I swear to God.
Katie?
Oh no, I won't. I may not be violent, but I will fuck Hernandez. Or let him fuck me. Let's be honest.
Well, let's
me
really
climbing
be real.
Up on
let's
that's going to be ugly for everybody.
Does he have one arm or two?
He has two.
Do you have anything else?
I mean, not really.
Okay, I realized. Well, speaking of topping that, and I know you saw it online. Did you see the Mark Sanchez nude dancing?
Oh, what?
No. I think he's on his way to a
Google
freeway.
That, bitch.
And you know,
right now, that's happening.
And he's still a free man, so I don't even have to go through a metal screener.
And he hasn't killed anybody yet.
I'm gonna need some more depends for this.
And he's dancing around, and seriously, you can tell he's just about to fuck these two girls. And he drops trow, and his butt is going, and he's just jiggling. He's fine.
He is.
Oh my God, I haven't said that since seventh grade, and I love it. Or heard it, actually.
Oh my God,
for that
matter. Totally to the max.
I can totally.
No, actually, I've heard that and said that.
You know, on my way to North Attleboro, Massachusetts, I can totally make a run through East Rutherford, New Jersey.
Oh, wait. Mark Sanchez dancing in the nude video is no longer available.
So is it kind of the baby on Ally McBeal? Is it real?
Oh, no.
Oh, it's him.
Oh, it's real.
He's at a party.
And if it's not real, whoever's ass that is, sign me up. Yeah, exactly.
He's dancing at a house party, and he is pantless, and you see his bare ass, and somebody's got a phone just... It's kind of a choppy video, but you can see him dancing around
the
girls.
It's choppy because of what I was doing with my hand when I was trying to watch the camera.
God.
I'm not sure if it'll be choppy when you watch it.
Probably not.
Motherfucker, you know,
trying to fill someone's holes.
Here's what I hate on YouTube when they're like, when it says legitimately, Mark Sanchez, quarterback, blah, blah, blah.
Those are the shots from it.
Yes, I know they're the shots, but it's some dumbass dickhead who wants me to subscribe to his page who wants to just talk about it.
Then don't go to YouTube. Go to any one of the 9 other sites.
That's him dancing right there.
And by 9, I meant million.
There you go. Okay, it is 9:29.
That was a good time.
That was a good time.
We're gonna come back with our.
We're gonna do Death Watch real quick, and then it's into Thoughtful Vulgarity. We'll be back in just a moment on Q Talk America.
You're listening to Q Talk America.
I'm straight.
I'm gay.
I'm bisexual,
and I give a damn about equality.
Wanna know why?
Because one hate crime is committed approximately every hour of every day in this country.
Imagine walking down the street and wondering if this is the day you'll get beaten up or even killed simply because of who you are.
Because many gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender teens who come out to their parents are thrown out of their homes.
Imagine confiding in the people you trust most, only to be rejected and tossed out with no place to go.
Because during the past 16 years, over 13,000 men and women have been discharged from the military for being gay.
Imagine being willing to sacrifice your life to protect and defend this country, only to be kicked out of the military because of who you love.
These are just a few of the reasons why we care about equality.
It is time for things to change.
We all have to get involved.
We all have to give a damn.
I give a damn.
Do you?
Join us at wegiveadamn.org to learn more.
This is the Q Talk America Radio Network.
Screeching!
Harpy!
Yeah.
Where Buddy Early earns his ticket to hell one day early.
Death and Doom!
It is time for Dr. Drew's Death Den.
And we do have to retire this when the one person on the list dies and have a serious show. Right. Hopefully I'll be out of town while you all get the first train to hell.
By the way, buddy, just to keep you informed.
He knows how to play Death Den.
Oh, sure, yeah. Right,
but no. On our Death Den,
nobody
any
dies.
Any name that you give, no one dies.
Oh, yeah. Well, they stay alive forever.
Except the Mets.
We are the life support that's keeping Nelson Mandela alive.
Yes, we are.
And we have just a couple hours to make Nelson Mandela jokes.
Yeah.
Possibly minutes.
And by the way, that makes me the big winner, and we'll move on. And that's a shame.
That's a shame.
All right.
I know. We're going to get to that in a minute. Yeah, okay, number one, Valerie Harper. We are going to keep her alive till everything she's filmed this year has been released.
Yes.
On video with a commentary.
So her fans should be thanking us.
Yes. No. Sure.
Jerry Lewis
send
turns out
checks.
He's still alive.
Yeah.
We didn't know.
The entire
his
cast
of
the
original.
His career is super dead.
I just heard Hugh Downs from 2020 on KTAR last Sunday with Pat McMahon, who may or may not be close to death, too.
And we should ask him.
Could still be a puppet. Could still be a puppet.
Was still making perfect sense, Hugh Downs.
Absolutely.
Well,
wonderful.
Then, fuck.
So the entire cast of 2020, original cast only.
Okay.
We're hoping for Geraldo. Let's not
Well, it's true story.
Phil or Betty Windsor. We're not picky.
Okay.
Nelson. We think Phil before Betty.
And remember, casual racist.
Yeah.
Nelson Mandela, Nancy Reagan, or Babs Bush. And Phil still has a job. Walmart has not dropped Phil Windsor. He's still pushing dishwashers,
but is Walmart overseas?
Is there a Walmart? Yeah.
Casual racism, whatever they're selling at Walmart. Jim Garner, which is sad.
Yeah.
Rockford Files.
I thought he was dead. Almost everybody on this list I thought had already died. Yes. I swear to God, I was at their funeral in this dress. Muhammad Ali.
Ooh.
Ooh, I know. Brain injury. Karen Black, pancreatitis.
Not dead, apparently, according to
But she's raising money on the internet for a disease she may or may not have at this point. Zsa Gabor, or what's left of her.
Pieces.
Oh, come on. She has been on this watch for years.
Oh, my God.
But here's the problem.
They take another foot every day, and I mean like the length, not the body part.
What's left of her.
See, but
or what's left of her.
Exactly.
Zsa Gabor in pieces is actually what that should say. Zsa Gabor in pieces.
Who do we want to substitute?
So Sean Nerdahl, my fabulous dance with parts dance partner.
Yes.
He swears to God that Sally Struthers is ready to drop dead like any second.
Well, that's because she's not hungry.
All right. So who on here is yours? I feel like you gave us Jim Garner.
Did I?
I did.
I think that's right.
No, I definitely gave us Muhammad Ali.
No, I did because I watched The Notebook.
I'm willing to substitute Ali for Sally Struthers.
Perfect.
That's just good timing.
Let's do it.
Then it's funny again. Because we don't have to apologize to anybody but hungry people
as
she goes.
For Sally, because she was on, they portrayed her on South Park, which was very fucking funny.
Oh, absolutely.
Funny.
Taking
remember
all the food
the
from
spit?
All the kids?
Oh. Yeah, she was like a pig on a spit and
remember
Ethiopia.
No, when
that is so sad.
It was funny.
I'm sure.
Oh yeah.
The Oprah Winfrey Show. What was that show called? Mad TV.
Oh my god, yes. Mad TV.
When they would do Sally Struthers and she was just throwing I don't know what's going on, but these children get hungrier and hungrier every time I get here. Is that a biscuit? And she's like ripping food out of people's hands. Fantastic.
Yes. Okay, so we're going to add to our list Sally Struthers.
So thank you, Sean, for that. Let's hope one works
not
out
sadly,
for us.
She doesn't have a list.
No.
Yeah, she,
could be.
Yep.
Why does the word list have an S in it? I love it.
I know.
Just to be cruel.
I do love that joke.
Cruel to be kind. All
right. In the right measure.
Of course. Oh.
Well played.
Well, there we go.
I love that you let me write on this. I have the worst handwriting.
No, it works.
A little bit,
it
works.
No, I like
well, if we had a budget, we'd have a big screen that we'd type it in and
do
something.
Oh, we'd get fireworks first.
Yeah. Well, we have to come up with something good to replace Dr. Drew's death then, because it's been so incredibly,
Thank God Annette Funicello died.
You want to put the marker in the
I know, thank God we at least have 10 points.
Turned around.
Between the two of us.
There you go, monkey boy.
Because they were Disney.
Disney darling.
Disney darlings.
We were betting on Lindsay Lohan, and then
Annette
Funicello rose from the dead and died.
We thought Lohan was easy.
So it gave us at least 10 points in the last, I don't know, 6 to 8 months.
Yeah. And we oddly also remember that we love a man with a Lohan. So that worked out well, too. Okay.
Yeah.
9:30.
Hello. I'm about to touch my knees.
We've only got about 25 minutes left in the show, and we are going to go into our segment, which we like to call Thoughtful Vulgarity.
And now, Thoughtful Vulgarity, where we in the studio try to make ourselves slightly less shallow, which is not hard to do. We will ask one question of the panel and have them try to answer it while fucked up drunk. because you know at home how well it goes when an important question comes up 90 minutes after alcohol has been served. Politics, religion, why not? You're fucked up. What could possibly go wrong? Who could you offend? You've been warned. Good luck.
Fat Cam. Oprah Fat Cam. I didn't hear you say that.
Okay. Oh, well, we're busy talking about Oprah Fat Cam, which is just plain fucking funny.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I forgot an entertainment news that Joseph Gordon-Levitt was invited to be a part of the Academy this week.
Ooh.
And the rumors are still floating. Oh, I've lost my question.
Academy of what?
Motion Picture Arts and Sciences.
There's only one.
Police Academy.
But when they do the Justice League, uh-huh. he is still in talks to be promoted to Batman or be Robin or Nightwing.
What's Justice League?
That's the Hall of Justice. I know. Jesus Christ.
What's our question now?
All right. Well, we're gonna stay slightly topical. You're not under oath.
We're under contract.
So you may
Sir or ma'am.
Sir or ma'am.
Black or white.
So I would like to hear. Something that you've said that you wish you could take back.
I have something.
Buddy Early.
Oh, God.
Oh! Oh! Mendacity!
I have one thing that I sort of said and did that I have, but there's several of those things. It could be 20 years old and you're like, remember when I said that to that person?
Yeah.
Is that their lasting impression of me? I was talking to, some of you remember Matt Heil. He's still alive, by the way. I remember Matt Heil.
Okay, no,
that was morbid.
I literally know two. So
Matt Heil, he used to work for me at Echo in a wheelchair.
Yes, okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure. The financial guy. Any financial?
No.
Wrong
not even close.
Anyway, we were talking about this guy who has, now this is actually very embarrassing, MS or CP, whichever one Matt has.
CP.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I know, isn't that awesome?
Ask me Katie's child's name. I'd probably do better.
So I was talking about telling this story, and for some reason I'm like, Matt, do you know this guy? Because he's, not just because they had the same affliction, but because I thought Matt might know him. And he's like, I'm not sure. And I demonstrated the walk that this guy does. I'm like, you know. And then immediately I'm like, what am I doing? That was
while you're doing it, you're like, please stop this.
I described him, and I said, and he walks like this, and I did it.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow, yeah.
And that was like probably 10 years ago or more, but I always think.
And you thought the death sentence was going to take you to hell.
Is Matt's lasting impression of me being such an asshole.
Well, next time I see him, if I reference you, I'll be like, you know, buddy. And he walked like this in a demonstration.
Because now every time you see him, you have to walk like that. So he thinks you have that. Keep it going.
How's that goiter?
Elephantitis of one testicle. Can't be out.
I love it.
They're never the same size.
But I.
But one's elephant sized.
Well done, buddy. Well done.
That's funny.
Okay, God.
Oh, appropriate.
Oh, aren't you glad you stopped by, buddy?
Yeah.
Thank
you for sharing.
Because we are.
Because we are. If you still leave me share between you and
that's
one, that Israel knows.
So does Kuwait.
For a change, I guess. You're up next, Aunt.
Oh! Well, I think that's.
Oh,
rude.
Japan, by the way, knows too.
I think that's
they signed on.
I thought we were to go that way.
Nope. Come right back to you.
All right, that's fine.
It was a brief reprieve.
But it was nice.
Yeah, thanks.
So there have been multiple things that I've done. Welcome back.
Anything in the past 13 months you'd like to take back?
Oh, I can make that less than that.
Yeah, okay.
I'm goddamn almost to the day I can take that. But I would say going to the pink spot. If it's about referencing
Katie,
let it go.
Anything about that hole you want to tell us about?
Mendacity!
Katie's pink spot now is your topic?
I'm going to let that go. Now.
Oh,
no.
Finally.
Sounds scandalous.
Pink spot ice cream place
Love it.
Yes. Anyway, there is a gal who I believe owns it or runs it or something who is not tall. And I'm not. So when we walked in there, I was with Mom, and I walked in there, and there was the ice cream, and I'm not tall, but I'm taller. And I walked over to look over the ice cream, and I was like, what is that one? And I was trying to see it. Well, there was a step stool there, like a little, and so I got on it, and I looked at my mom, and it was, and I said, look, Mom, it's for me. Like, they have this here for me. And there was someone on the other side of the counter who was way over the counter. She was really quite tall, I thought. And so anyway, that all happens, and it's lovely, and we order our ice cream, and then she steps down from the stool that was on the other side of the ice cream. And
she disappeared forever.
But she was a lot. She was just. She happened to be a lot shorter than I am.
Right. How did she walk? Can you just show us.
Would Matt,
what did her hands look like? Like, give us like a.
No. Would Matt Heil recognize her?
Do you know her?
God,
I know she's not similarly afflicted, but do you know her?
Jesus.
I've been waiting to fit in similarly afflicted for a long time.
God. For like a year and a half.
Fantastic.
Anyway, so she walked around the counter, and I was up on the step stool
looking
at
like
the
a
ice
dick.
Cream,
and yeah.
I went, oh. Mm, oh, that can't be good. And so Mom and I did not laugh at me until we left. And then I was like, oh my God. Like, I wanted to die. She's just
tiny.
Like, she's tiny, and God bless her, and nice
but
as
not
hell.
Not probably tiny, just short.
Shorter than I
yes,
am.
Right.
That's all. And so anyway, I did want to
but, okay, so maybe
take that back.
Maybe you want to crawl under a rock, but do you think that the girl even heard you or realized you were talking, or was it just your own self?
Because I'm super quiet.
No.
I was gonna bring that up.
No,
too.
No, what I mean
was
is
she deaf and short? Way,
no.
Yeah, if, when I was around.
No, if you just said, oh look, a stool is for me, no. Blah blah blah. Do you think she even was like, did it even affect her
process,
at all? Or did she just
I have to be honest with you. I don't know, but I'm going to
yes. You're basing it on your own feeling, not a reaction you got from her. Like, there was no reaction of like, listen, bitch, or just a look.
I don't know, because
you got
think
half a scoop.
I think at this time, right. She's like, well, you're short and fat. I think.
Dually affected.
I know her. Dually.
Mendacity.
I'm not enjoying the word, by the way. I'm not enjoying the word.
Oh, my God. It's a fabulous
no,
word.
No, the last 2 weeks of game show things have been much more entertaining.
Oh, they have been fun.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to say that I believe that she caught on to it, yes.
Okay, got it.
But it wasn't like I was playing on it. Just like Buddy, it was. You kind of went, why didn't I do that in my own home? You know, like, yeah.
Because I know you have step stools at home, so you can reach even the top of the cabinets.
I do! Right, that's the whole thing. So I can do the dishes.
Right.
Are you kidding me?
And as a similarly afflicted
Thinks
person, the first thing I needed in my new house was a step stool, because I can't reach a fucking thing.
Why do they make the cabinets so high?
I will never see in my house.
I will
house.
Tell you, one of the best inventions ever, is, which I don't have one of them.
Oh, but
so
you probably get it for
$9.99. Or Clayton can get them when he sees them with his goggles from afar.
He can tell you about the things on the shelves you can't reach.
Yeah. Oh, I spy.
If they only worked. If they worked.
Foiled.
When
about
they do
that
not,
grabber
sadly.
Thing. You know that?
Yeah.
Don't grabber. Yes, I'll take one for Christmas.
And they're always,
thank
the people in the scooters, the grocery always have them.
Do they walk like, what?
Oh,
anyway.
I have helped a lot of old people in scooters at the grocery store
by
get
the
stuff.
Way,
and I thank you for that.
Yeah.
I want them to try twice. I want two good tries,
you
and I'm
stand
like,
there.
Let me
it's like when I was little, my parents used to go eat two bites off the plate, and then you're
right?
done. Yeah. Eat two bites.
You take two tries for the expensive cereal
like,
that's way too high for you.
Ma'am, will you help me? Try twice. I want to watch you.
Or you're getting corn chudels.
I made corn chudels.
Did you?
I did. In here, I made corn chudels.
In here. No oven, no kitchen, but somehow.
Wow. Nobody really likes that.
All right.
But corn chudels are chocolate snickerdoodles.
Is there a thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
I know. I thought they were made up too. Katie June.
But I made them for you.
Sipping coffee.
In honor.
Mine is, I was actually just looking her up because I've done, and I've said and done many,
remember.
many
yeah,
things.
Yeah, exactly.
some of which I've shared.
And
some
of which have happened on this show. Were any of those things
in Nantucket or no?
Oh, all across my life.
I understand.
I've shared actually a lot of them here.
Most of mine have been in this room.
But what made me think of one, I don't actually even really remember the question. Can you repeat it?
Have you said something you'd like to take back that you regretted?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Again, a lot of things.
Same like question.
To some friends, some not so friends, some lovers, some not so lovers. My parents, for example, when I was growing up. I mean, there are just like, there are just so many things on that list. But I was thinking because we were, of course, I'm like thinking WNBA and the team is playing, whatever. So, when the Mercury was playing one night, the Detroit Shock, back when they existed, mm-hmm. Katie Smith was on the team, and she's a real powerhouse women's basketball player. But she, so A, she's not cute, and B, which doesn't matter.
So now
she just
now you can answer next week's question.
So she's fugly.
No.
She's fugly.
She's
tall.
Not, and she's not bad looking. But when she's on the court,
and she knows.
Just is really rough around the edges. She's very, very rough.
Maybe drool.
Here's the other thing. Okay,
depending on the quarter,
right? So she's not cute, but she's a phenomenal player, which makes me hate her a little bit because she's never been on my team, and she is. A nasty player because Detroit Shock used to be Bill Laimbeer's team, and they're like street, like Jersey street ball. Like,
1 second. Do you agree with this? Do you know what she's talking about?
Yeah, like okay. street ball. Yeah. Like you know, we're talking NBA flopping, like that
when,
kind of stuff.
Charles
like,
Barkley took out Barney's eye with his elbows
and real street ball. So she was a nasty player. But she also, in my opinion, happened to kind of look nasty. And so one game, we were sitting really close.
Duly afflicted.
Duly.
Very, very, duly. Very close to the court.
Tall and funny.
And I was drunk.
Were you
and
drinking?
I was. Surprising.
By the way, that's Shocker. Different.
Yeah. And
we have to go to a game.
There was so Katie was we were playing the Shock and Katie was playing really well, of course, as always. She's incredibly talented. And I was drunk and pissed because we were losing or whatever. And I was yelling out, Katie, you're nasty. But I happened to yell, Katie, you're nasty. Real loud, oh. Right when it got
quiet.
Fucking silent.
Yeah.
And she looked over. Oh. I was like two rows away. I was like in the second row, like on the sitting on the court. Oh. And she looks over, and I was just like, like I wanted to crawl in a hole because I clearly didn't mean.
Leave your hole out of this.
I clearly was. Thank you. I clearly was not intending, oh, thank you. For her to specifically hear me.
Yeah. Sure.
I was most just drunk and yelling, and what I meant was you're a nasty player.
Right.
Like, you're playing nasty.
Yeah, right.
You're elbowing, and you're this, you're that, and you're flopping, and you're witching,
I'll
and bitching, and whining.
I'll tell you later in private.
Yes, flopping but she, but witching? Because she's not super cute, it just came, that's how I think it came across.
You ugly whore.
That's what I heard. That's what I heard.
You're right,
Katie, you're ugly. Or you're nasty. I heard you're fucking ugly.
She's like a six-pack girl.
And
like,
she looked like she looked like she heard it. And I
and that's
I
how
know.
She took it.
And
baby.
I and
that's
I instantly was like, well, I'm a gigantic dickhead. Aww. I felt horrible. Really and truly. And like, Katie, if you're listening... I think you're fantastic. Yeah. I was
not
just
pretty,
pissed.
But I, think
I was
you're...
just well, not that she's not actually. I was actually just looking at pictures, and she there she
too
is a pretty.
Much,
she's gotten better
too
looking
late.
Since.
She really is honestly like a good looking girl.
So we're not doing like a Marla Hooch. What a hitter!
No, I'm gonna pull up a picture. She's actually not bad looking. She was just playing really well against our team, and I was pissed, and I was drunk, and I was being cranky. So Katie, if you're listening, I'm really sorry.
We love you.
Yeah, we do.
I have no idea who you are, but I think you're phenomenal.
I'm about to show you.
And are we done with your oft-reference hole?
And again,
soon to be archived.
Your holes out of it.
Okay, this is her, like a shot of her when she was with Seattle.
By the way, seriously?
Oh, yeah.
I know.
I think Julianne Moore.
I'm saying,
is she a true ginger?
Okay, she's wearing makeup.
She
and the whole thing.
I don't think she dyes her hair for the
this
day.
This is just
you
like
never know.
What she looks like playing games.
No, she looks like a dude.
Oh, she looks like a dude. Yeah.
She's like way more rough.
Did you
rough.
Say dude?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
she's
totally
way more
does.
Rough when she plays games versus like someone had given her a blowout and like put on some makeup.
Now, sometimes that happens from Taco Bell if you're not careful about your menu selections.
Big time. That's the
spoken
user
as a former employee of said restaurant.
I've been on the 10 West for a blowout.
That is, unfortunately, a disadvantage of being a female athlete because guys who, you know, are sweaty and gross, that's hot for us.
Yeah, right.
But
girls...
Gun to the head of your former player teammate.
But I think it's different.
Weird.
If
looks
you're
good on
a
you.
Hot girl who, like, you know, you're sweating and you're whatever... But not if you look, as you stated, I did after, as a dude.
And look at her. Look at her right here in this player. Like, no makeup. Yeah. She has a very square jaw. She has, like, muscles for fucking days. I mean, she's going
to... She looks like a discus thrower.
Kick your ass.
I fuck her. I'm just saying.
Here's the difference.
She's going to kick your ass.
Of course you would. Out of confusion.
And if Aaron Hernandez turns me down, that can mount me.
Well,
you'll figure out something.
I'll leave it alone.
I'd wear a diaper 9 hours to get that.
My favorite news
story. Back when I played sports...
No, the flying cat was your favorite story.
I have pictures to prove how hot I was. Let it go, all of you. Let it go.
We can wear diapers to drive to see the flying cat, though, if you want.
There you go.
That's a long drive because it's an ocean. Chitty, chitty, bang, bang. Chitty, bang, bang.
Right?
Go ahead, Clayton McKee.
I'm sure there are others, but the first one that comes to mind, and I wish I could remember who was standing there with me. I think it may have been Carlton. You know how we are where you go months and months without seeing somebody, and it's like you run into him like, oh, my God, hi, how are you, da-da-da-da-da. So, oddly, we were coming off of somebody else had just passed away. So, maybe it wasn't Carlton, but I thought it was him. So, we're running around.
He's very much alive.
No. I mean, but I may have been with Carlton. Yeah. Somebody passed away. Not sure exactly who it was. So, we are out running around, having a drink, like, on a Saturday afternoon, and I run into somebody that I haven't seen in a long time.
Oh, God, did you say I thought you were dead?
No.
Oh.
No. So, we're standing there, and like, we're having a drink, and this person that I haven't seen in many months walks into whichever bar we were at. And I'm like, oh, my God, hi, how are you? What's going on? And we were already a few drinks in. So he says, well, I haven't been out a lot lately because, you know, 6 months ago, my partner died. And out of my mouth just says, oh, my God, they're dropping like flies.
Oh,
oh my God, Clayton. Wow. Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh.
And I realized what I couldn't stop it, and I realized what was coming out of my mouth. So I immediately just, ba-boom, went right on the next thing, and smoothed it right over, went out of it. And
only for you did you smooth it right over.
So when
there was only one smoother.
So when he walked away, whoever was with me looked at me and goes, they're dropping like flies? That's all you had? That was it.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
And at least my guffaw was to a total stranger, unknown person who didn't know
what
me.
Was the look
that
on
was
their
bad.
Face?
Oh, I don't remember because
don't remember.
I didn't look directly at them because if I don't see them, they don't see
me. Right, right. Blinders.
You can't see me.
Out her nose. Out her nose. We got whiskey out the nose, people. Whiskey out the nose.
Fantastic.
All right, Al. Just a few minutes left, Al.
In the bucket.
You're going to close.
Okay.
Oh, you're going to close this out, Al.
I will, because I can seriously go on.
If
days.
I can't see them, well, they can't weird. See me. That's like my daughter.
Right. And I'm going to guess it about the same time
he
I can walk
at
about the same.
He loses at peekaboo every time.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They are dropping like
due
flies.
To a clear misunderstanding of the rules. Okay. First example that came to mind. Because...
The fact that you have more than one is my favorite.
Oh, no. The fact that I'm going to limit it to a number is amazing.
Okay.
Oh, I went to a wedding, and I had not been drinking for an entire year. And I met my family at a wedding in Pennsylvania.
And immediately started drinking.
Outside of Scranton, which is dead center between the Bell and the Not Bell city.
The Liberty Bell is close-ish.
Oh, fuck you, people.
And it was a lovely, like, we had the entire, like, little cabins in the woods. It was lovely. And I just decided enough's enough. It's been a year without drinking.
Was there a reason that you were going a year? Or?
Yeah, the epilepsy. Like it was the first. Uh-huh. It was the first sign of the epilepsy. It was, and I decided, you know what?
Oh,
fuck
I know
it.
Someone with epilepsy. He walks like this.
She spit.
You know they're dropping like flies when they walk like that.
She spit. Marnie spit.
Right on the bubble wrap. God yes. Damn it! There goes our fireworks.
Can't have
budget.
Anything nice. Go ahead. So
our entire fireworks budget right out your goddamn nose.
Hurry, you got 2 minutes.
So I was drinking. Will and Grace was popular, and everyone agreed. If you knew me from 1998 till 2004 or 2005, you just knew that Karen Walker's voice and my voice are very, very similar.
Yes.
And the only
how.
Thing different is
and
she
how.
Added the pointing. I never used to point. So
you do now.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. We got it back. So, so there was a gentleman at the wedding that I thought was gay, and I had my first drink in like a year, and people just were finding me funny, and I was making them laugh, and I just kept making gay jokes about this guy.
Oh.
And I had the entire wilderness portion of Pennsylvania convinced that this one poor gay was gay. One poor guy was gay, and I was drunk. And I still think it's true, but he was not out to anybody, and I may have outed him to everybody. And it was really uncomfortable because it just got everybody wanted to meet it because everyone was like, oh, talk about the guy again. Talk about the gay guy again. Because Will and Grace was so popular, and my voice is so much like Karen's, and I did it. And back then when it was on, like, I could just nail that voice. Sure. And
God, I wish you could do it right this moment.
Oh,
I
honey.
Bet he can.
I barely care about you. Can you imagine how I feel about your partner?
I thought we talked about this dress.
You know, I make all those jokes about your clothes. When are you going to fix it? So anyways, long story short. So then I'm sitting in the theater one day, and I'm having a completely unenjoyable experience because of one performer on stage. And so I turned to my companion.
Is it Patty LuPone?
Yeah, no. It was a nameless creature who, it was their big turn in the sun, and they were really bad. And I just, the lights came up for the intermission,
and I've heard this story.
Just ragged and ragged. And the person in front of me turned around and goes, that's my child. Any chance you could save that to when you're not sitting behind me?
Oh,
I remember
this. God,
and like any good cancer, I thought it should be cut out immediately and they should be made aware of their lack of talent before the second act.
Oh, my God. What did you do?
Oh, I almost threw up in my mouth.
What did you? Did you apologize? Or
I
did
was
you?
Like, oh.
Were you swallowing yourself?
I can't even.
I'm sorry.
If I was you, I would have left. I would have been like,
well, there was nowhere to go with it because I had seriously called them every name but white woman by that time. That was the only racial slur or
so
horrible
bad.
Comment I had left.
Oh my God, Al, so that bad. Is bad.
I think like, that's the best.
All that's left was white woman to call her.
Oh.
And I think it was a man. I don't even remember the sex of the performer, but the mom's look, I was crushed.
I can't.
Oh my.
But hopefully that person has never appeared on stage again.
Hopefully they got the message. Through
there?
The mom. Hopefully mom passed
along the
message.
You know, the mom went back to the child and be like, the guy behind me could not stop
talking about
you.
Yeah.
Oddly, he was just voted into the Academy.
Keep your comments vague.
Academy of what?
It is the end of hour three. It's the show with Clayton McKee. That is me. Thank you for joining us. We're here every Tuesday from 7 to 10 along side Katie June, Al Perkins, Marnie Ryer, and filling in tonight, crazy, it's Buddy Early.
Yeah, I have a lot to talk about in hour four. I have my notes here somewhere.
Can we sure get hour four?
We would like to leave you with one final thought. We will
see you next Tuesday.
You've been listening to The Show on Q Talk America.